too. Lots of fun and laughter on our summer holiday. But we're not going to making us, because it's a long, long way.
Morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
I did something yesterday that I haven't done for a long, long time.
You went to play badminton.
No, I got the car washed.
Oh.
While I was in it. Brilliant. It's just, you know, I'm getting on a bit now. I'm 25. Mm. And the novelty of being in a car, in a car wash, still hasn't worn off.
I've never, ever done that, and I've always wanted to do it.
You what? Should do.
I've never done it. Because my dad never did that.
Rachel, one day I will make your dreams come true.
The one upgrade from us is only £5 for a gold service. That means they do under the car as well, and they do the whole wheels.
Yeah, I hate those people that only do half the wheels.
Yeah, I know.
Put the two at the back, please.
Get a whole lot done.
Well, this is, I need to have it hand washed, right, because of the roof. And so you sit in it, and they hand wash it, and it's great. And John Culshaw texts me, and he goes, fancy a couple of pints, ladies? And I said, yeah, I could do. I'm just currently sitting in my car, having it washed. Isn't it great fun?
Oh, hang on, I thought you were in a proper mechanical one.
No! They have men around the car. The Chris Moyle Show. You see my car, I can't take it to a car wash.
No, sure, I appreciate that, but I didn't realise that normally you sat in it while you had a hand wash. Normally you get out for a hand wash.
Rachel, why are you giggling?
I'm not.
But
you're,
you do.
Rachel, you're pathetic.
I'm in a good mood today.
You're
I'm
a
just
child.
Smiling.
Say that again, Dave.
I can't believe you stayed in for a hand wash. And Rachel. Hand washing is more expensive.
£5, dude.
No.
£5.
Was it?
£5. And they did everything. They even opened the door, wiped away the excess water, and closed the door again.
Wow.
They even opened the boot.
Mm.
£5. You know.
He sat in there.
I don't think it's entirely illegal, but, you know, £5. Yeah, he's sitting there. It's brilliant, man. I'm telling you. And John Culshaw texted me and said, it's like being eaten by a massive soap monster.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad.
And he's right.
I got 99 problems, but a
car wash ain't one.
I got the rat patrol on the patrol. Phones that want to make sure my cash...
Anyway, good morning.
Rat critics to save money cash.
Your boy, your girl, your hippopotamus.
You crazy for this one, Rick?
Nah, that's right.
It's your boy,
it's your girl, it's your hippopotamus. It's not as good as a Dale Winston version.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I've got 99 problems, but a ain't one.
JZ at Radio 1, Friday's the weekend. We are getting ready for one hot, blistering weekend at Glastonbury. You mark my words, this year at Glastonbury will be the hottest, the sunniest Glastonbury that they have ever, ever seen. We'll talk more about that in a moment. First, let's get news from Dominic. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
It's thunder and lightning at Glastonbury.
Ah, Jesus!
And hapless Hemman bows out, but Murray marches on.
Radio 1. More than 100,000 fans are heading for or are at Glastonbury for the start of the world-famous music festival. Francis Cronin is there already from the Newsbeat entertainment team. So, Francis, how's the weather looking?
Well, there's rain and thunder and lightning down here at the moment, but it is expected to be drier on Saturday and Sunday. There's loads going on this year. The new band's tent will be officially unveiled as the John Peel tent later this morning. And even without Kylie, there's a great lineup with the White Stripes, Coldplay and Basement Jaxx headlining.
Keane are also playing. Tim from the band says it's the best experience you can have.
I mean, that was actually the most ridiculous experience going on stage there, which I've never had before or since. Just a sort of kind of out-of-body adrenaline rush, which I guess that's probably one of the best moments we've ever had as a band.
Radio 1 is there right across the weekend, starting with Joe's show at 10.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
In other news, 1 in 25 dads gets postnatal depression, according to new research. It can affect your kids' behaviour too, especially boys. It hit Ian Golding after his wife gave birth.
I've never been depressed in my life, so I don't know if it was depression, I don't know what it was, but I felt really low. I was very tearful, I was very sad, and I shouldn't have been sad.
1 in 10 mums suffer from it too. There's been a big rise in the number of people killed during police car chases. 31 died, more than 2,000 were hurt in the latest figures. An official report says there's been a sharp increase in the number of NHS trusts in debt, that's despite getting extra government money. More than 100 are now in the red, 16 of them over more than £5 million. And the government's launching a new campaign to get more of us to recycle. We've got one of the worst records in Europe, apparently. 3/4 of our waste ends up on landfill sites.
Andy Murray's Britain's last hope at Wimbledon. He gets a day off today after an amazing straight sets victory over 14th seed Radek Stepanek. But it's a good job Andre Agassi's not playing this year.
When I was 9, Agassi just walked straight past me when I'd been waiting for his autograph for a couple of hours. And since then, since I started signing some autographs, I've always decided that I would sign everybody's because I know how I felt when he didn't sign mine.
Well, Tim Henman's left to reflect on that 5-set defeat to Russia's Dmitry Turtsinov. It's the first time in 10 years Henman's gone out before the second week, but he's refusing to talk of retirement.
It's not making it any easier, I can't hide from that fact, but I keep trying. You know, why not? I love what I do and I'm still pretty good at it, and that's all I can say on it.
Man United coach Carlos Queiroz has told a Spanish radio station that they're not interested in signing Michael Owen. Spurs say talks are ongoing with Chelsea ahead of that noon deadline. They're trying to agree a compensation package for sporting director Frank Arnesen. And the Aussies got their own back in Durham. They beat England's cricketers by 57 runs in the latest one day at the Riverside. Here's England captain Marcus Trescothick.
You know, not a great day. I don't think we've played our best cricket in probably most aspects of the game today. You know, we're not too down. You know, we've played really well so far in this competition. Got to make sure we bounce back well against Bangladesh.
And the weather, there could well be a violent storm and some torrential rain where you live today, but it will still feel warm. Temperatures will drop to the early 20s by the weekend. It's 7:04 now.
I hope you're joking. I hope you just made up that news story about the thunder and the lightning.
No, apparently not.
Right.
It's
rubbish.
Horrible.
I've got everything except wellies.
I'm brought anything. I'm just going to go in what I'm wearing.
I think you should pack some you know, suitable attire.
It's only rain. I mean, it's not going to kill you.
True.
Unless it's like rain with guns. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. I've opened up the official BBC Glastonbury webcam.
Yep.
Which you can see, by the way. And it is sunny. It is clear. It is hot. It is busy already. And...
You sure?
And because it's a BBC webcam, yeah, that's the freshest image that taken at 7:20 last night. I'm refreshing it, but it ain't doing diddling. So by any chance, if you're listening at Glastonbury, can you text in to us, 8999, and tell me exactly what the weather is. And start your message with the word Glasto weather.
I like that a lot.
8199, if you're at Glastonbury, please tell us, is it that bad? Because Rachel's got a theory that Dominic's exaggerating the news. I love that.
I'm not. I'm not exaggerating the news. I mean, this is what all the weather people are saying. There's lots of thunder, lots of lightning, and rain. Right across the UK, and therefore at Glastonbury, too.
That sucks.
I know. Especially when it was 32 degrees in, or 33 degrees in London yesterday.
Do you know, it was that hot yesterday, I had to take my Mac off.
That is hot.
Chubby Brown, 72. I had to leave the house yesterday and go to the pub. Now, I know many people will be thinking, Chris, you don't need an excuse to go to the pub, and you'd be right. But yesterday I did. It was that hot in my flat with all the windows and doors open, and my air cooler, which is rubbish, by the way. I had to leave. I had to go to the pub.
What time was that?
7-ish, just before 7. Have a nice shandy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this time of year, this weather, shandy's the way forward. Plus, you can have 2 pints, and technically you've only had 1. Great, isn't it?
That's the great thing about shandy, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. The only thing is you do, I do drink it quicker than lager.
Mm. Also makes you wee a lot. Goes through me.
Mm. I like a bit of lime in there.
Do you?
In your wee?
No, not in my wee.
You're weird, Harry.
You got that, you got a problem.
Yeah.
You got lime in a wee?
In a wee.
Get on the lime wee. James Brown there, just popping in.
Brilliant.
Right, it's 7:07. Britney Spears and Coldplay to start us off.
We're heading off to Glastonbury. We've never been there before. We're hoping for some sunshine, but expect the rain to pour.
Coldplay, Athlete, Kaiser Chiefs, and even Fatboy Slim. We'll go backstage to say hello, cause we're all friends of him.
That's right. Hello, Mr. Slim. Hello. Hello.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Quarter past seven, Friday morning, weekend is here. While everybody's been at work the last few days, the weather's been great. Now it looks like I'm going to have a couple of days off for the weekend. The weather's going to be crappy. Welcome to Britain. Glasgow weather, yes, it is that bad on text. Glasgow weather, raining big time, mate. Glasgow weather, it's like monsoon season, says Simon. Glasgow weather, it's just started to pee it down. Glasgow weather, don't bother coming without a dinghy. And then, but he ruined that by saying Chris in Wales, so I don't think he's really there.
Torrential rain and a thunderstorm, says Neil in Bristol.
Again, you know.
Not far away though, is
well,
it?
Well, that's true.
You know? Thunder and lightning, says 2 a.m, says Emma in Plymouth. Big thunderstorms and lots of rain, says Sarah and Al.
What about this one? It's bloody awful. Came to the car to get wellies and I'm soaked. Just waiting for it to stop. Nick, in the car, in a field.
Now, I'm starting to think that maybe there is rain. At Glastonbury.
Me too.
And that maybe we do need wellies size 9 and 10 respectively.
For those late Glasgow people, like what we is. If you're heading down today, tonight, it looks like the wellies are a must.
Can I just point out, by the way, when I said size 9 and 10 respectively, I was talking about two pairs. One for you, one for me. I haven't got different size feet.
Yeah.
Well, you have, slightly, but not to that extent.
Brilliant. Rubbish weather, isn't it?
I knew this would happen. I knew as soon as last weekend was nice, it'd be rubbish this weekend.
It just... But even driving in this morning, there are clear blue skies in London, and it's warm. And I just can't... I can't... I'm one of these people where it's hot, and I'm wearing shorts and sandals, and everybody says, it's going to rain tonight, and you go, no, it won't. Mm. Because it's not raining now. So in London, where we are now, it's beautiful outside.
And because it's been like this all week, I've actually got used to the weather being like this.
Yeah.
I've got used to every morning getting up and putting my shorts on and putting my sandals on and stuff like that. And it's like being away on holiday.
Exactly.
I even watered my lettuces.
Did you?
Because I thought they were going to dry out this weekend.
Is that rude?
No.
Right.
I'm growing lettuce. And rocket and tomatoes. I've told you about this.
She had a bit of drama this week.
Maybe I don't listen. Why are you growing lettuce?
Because it's cheap and fun. And it's satisfying planting a little seed and seeing it grow and then having it on your plate. And spinach.
You are getting so weird.
I now
don't think that we have anything in common anymore.
Yes, we do.
It's now got to the point where I'll have a beer, you'll grow lettuce.
I think you'll find that a lot of other people probably grow vegetables that listen
to
the show.
Okay. If we're going for the challenge, I would say the majority of our listeners don't grow their own lettuce.
I bet you some do.
Now, here's the thing. I know plenty of people, actually, that grow their own food, but they tend to be people who live and have sort of big gardens. So
hippies.
Right? You live in inner London, and you grow all of this produce in a window box.
No, it's on my balcony.
Well, it's a window box,
though,
isn't it?
No, it's not. You've never been to my flat.
I'm not gonna go. Sounds like it's a weird place with lettuce growing everywhere.
Very tasty.
And spinach.
Tomatoes. You grow it in the bath?
No, on my balcony.
Got mushrooms in the bath.
It's got a load of them on the back of them. Doesn't matter. But I just weird. This place turns people weird. You don't grow lettuce for? Don't buy it. What's wrong with you? Mm.
It's cheaper.
Do you make your own bread as well?
No, but could possibly.
Do you make your own electricity?
No.
You know, when you're making a fire, do you get two little stones or something and clunk them together? I've seen it in the movies. If it makes you happy, love. You know what I mean?
It does make me happy,
hippie,
Chris.
Hippie.
After a busy day's work, I go home and water my lettuce.
Yeah, and then that takes you 30 seconds. Then do you sit and watch it grow?
Yep. Yeah. Bought a watering can yesterday.
Wow.
We've got one of them.
Hey, I wish I lived next door to you. The parties we could have. I'm having a party. Bring someone bongo and the lettuce. Get in.
One thing you wouldn't have to bring is lettuce.
Ashley Oren Bongo.
Yeah. Coming out of her ears.
There's some bongo lettuce parties. And you leave with a tomato. Mm. They're brilliant, they really are. The legendary round her way. Right, it's 7:20, Friday morning. Get out of bed. He had to play this very loud. Are you ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go! Dude, it works. I'm mixing. You ready?
Yep.
Good, isn't it?
I'll give you that. It does work, actually.
And again, and again.
Yeah.
Nice mixing.
Thanks. Do you think the echo's a little bit too much?
Yeah, too much.
Really?
It's on the wrong setting as well, isn't it? Is it still on the Scott Mills setting?
One of those weird Mills settings.
What does he use it
I don't know. I love Scott Mills show virtually every day.
I've never heard that echo.
And I never hear him talking with this much echo on his voice.
Is that our echo again?
Yeah.
Hello? 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 That's nice. Dave in the Cave.
You like Dave in the Cave, don't you? Do a big hello.
Hello? Oh, that's no good. And again.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, I'll get right to the back of the cave.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. The acoustics are weird at the back.
Yeah. Go watch the film again.
Okay, right to the front.
Yeah.
Okay. Just over here. Hello. 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 The only thing on Radio 1.
If you just switched on
7:23.
Down, you're listening to David. Hello. 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 Hello me.
Can I just say, there's a lot of people agreeing with me on the text.
No, there aren't, Rachel.
Yes, there are.
You're so deluded.
And I just took a call.
You are as deluded as Paul Dinan.
No, I'm not.
I'm telling you, you can't look at the text messages. Last time you said that, Dave and I looked at the text messages, and it was the opposite of what you said. Mm. You're either deluded or a liar.
I just saw somebody say that they grow runner beans on their balcony.
Deluded or a liar. Either way, you have a beautiful career in management to come. So, Glastonbury weather, raining. Please can you play Michael Jackson? Morning lads and lady, the Nasty Girl song. Glasgow weather. Please play Ghetto Gospel. Where does it say,
Scroll
Rachel?
Scroll down. Right, okay.
Scroll down, right? Right. Sunday morning, that was an hour ago. I saw the original Nasty Girl in the bar scene in Beverly Hills Cop last weekend. Blah, 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 blah. All these. What?
Here we go.
You are so deluded.
I live in central London and I grow lettuce, cherry tomatoes, chilies, figs, blueberries and strawberries on my balcony.
That's one.
From Joe.
Okay, one.
I grow carrots, potatoes, beets, peas, beans, strawberries, etc. Lee in Bournemouth, not sad at all.
Two. Great. If you don't...
I grow my own lettuce, tomatoes, collie, carrots, spring onions, parsnips, potatoes and red pepper.
It's hardly taken the nation by storm, though, Rachel, is it?
All right, Rachel, if you really want me to put you down like a dog, that's what they say in America.
No, I don't. It's Friday.
81199 is the text number. Wipe the smile off cocky Rachel's face this morning. 81199. If you don't make your own lettuce, grow your own tomatoes, please text in and go... No, I don't. I'm not a hippie. That's no, I don't. I'm not a hippie. And send it to 81199, okay? You put Rachel at the beginning. Rachel, no, I don't. I'm not a hippie. 81199 is the number. Let's make a note of the text messages in the inbox so far. Let's see how many we get in 5 minutes.
I'm not doing it as a competition.
I am, and I'll win.
It puts a smile on my face.
Bye-bye. 81199 is the number. Rachel, I don't, and I'm not a hippie.
And she drinks nettle tea.
July the 2nd, the biggest concert ever staged will take place around the world. Paris, Berlin, Rome, Philadelphia and London. Live 8.
McCormick, Green Day, we're there. Jay-Z, we're there. I mean, people have been so good.
BBC Radio 1 will be there, bringing you the best from all 5 cities. For more information, log on to bbc.co.uk/the Live 8 event.
This is Bono, make it a date.
July the 2nd.
Live 8. Live 8.
Experience it. On BBC Radio and on BBC TV. Live 8.
I can't stress to you how much I want you to be aware of the Live 8 thing and also be listening to it or watching it. Now, it's obviously going to be on the television, the main Hyde Park event. If it's a really nice day and you don't want to stay in all day or you can't stay in front of the television or whatever, if you're going to go out to the park, here's what you have to do. You've got a week to go and buy a radio, a portable radio, and go out and buy two sets of batteries for it. Right, that's what you need to do. Sit in the park, put the batteries in, and you can listen to Live 8 all day. We're all going to be down there doing bits on the radio, interviewing people, and we're going to have lots of sets and lots of tracks from lots of the artists. So if you want to hear Live 8 in the park, in your back garden, get a radio, stick some batteries in it. Next Saturday is Live 8 day. Friday, BBC Radio 1. Oh, look, it's Green Day. Don't wanna be an American idiot. I haven't told you the good news, by the way. Lee Sharp and Paul Denan are on the show today. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. They didn't win. But in my eyes, they're the winners.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. Lovely Lee and Deluded Denan coming in.
Build him up.
Buttercup. I'm looking forward to seeing them, getting them on the show.
And me.
I'll talk about it later. What time are they in? After 8?
8.30.
8.30. I'll go, well, they won't be bloody listening now, will they, for God's sake? Yeah. I'm laughing, aren't I? By the way, for those of you taking a tally, Rachel read out 3 text messages, I believe, from people who grow their own lettuce. We just had 2,000 saying that they don't because they're not a hippie. You make that what you will, normal people. DJ Sammy Classic coming up next, Dave. Classic.
Which one?
I'm not telling you. But it's not that new crap one. I will play John Legend as well. Who isn't a legend? I'm running. DJ Sammy is. 7:31.
Radio 1 News.
More than 100,000 people are expected for the start of Glastonbury, but the weather is not looking good. Francis Cronin's already there for the Newsbeat entertainment team.
Well, it's stormy here at the moment, but it's a case of bringing Wellington boots and sun cream, as it is expected to be dry on Saturday and Sunday. It's a hell of a lineup, even without Kylie, with the White Stripes, Coldplay and Basement Jacks headlining. This year, the new band stage has been renamed the John Peel stage. That'll be officially unveiled later this morning.
And like Francis said, Basement Jacks headlined Sunday nights after Kylie got ill and then pulled out. Here's Felix from the band.
We're very happy to be going there and playing. Thanks, Kylie, for giving up your slot. You know, it's nice to move one up the bill. So, no, we're looking forward to it. It should be cool. Maybe we'll all dress as Kylie. Who knows?
Radio 1 is down there all day and most of the night too, starting with Jo. She starts at 10. In other news this morning, postnatal depression can hit dads as well as mums. Researchers found 1 in 25 can be affected, and that in turn can affect the behaviour of your children. Dad Ian Golding suffered, even though he'd never had depression before.
I just couldn't handle at all. I couldn't handle the lack of sleep. I couldn't handle the change to my routine, because you don't realise that your life is a routine.
The number of people killed or injured during police car chases has jumped 60%. The latest figures show 31 people died and more than 2,000 were hurt. Nearly half of young drivers carry weapons in their cars, according to the RAC and Max Power. A third carry a baseball bat. Many said it was to fight off criminals. The government's launching a campaign later to get us all to recycle more. Britain's got one of the worst records in Europe, with 3/4 of rubbish ending up in landfill sites. And Tom Cruise has been defending his engagement to Katie Holmes. Some people say it's a publicity stunt because they've both got films out.
You know, I can't control what people are going to say or do. They're going to say and do what they want. And the thing is that it's not ever going to change how I live my life.
It's one of the longest rallies of the match so far. 471!
Six four. Andy Murray's now flying the flag solo for Britain at Wimbledon. He demolished 14 seed Radek Stepanek in straight sets, and he's desperate to keep the fans happy.
It's my first Wimbledon, and I knew that Tim had just lost before I went on court, and I really wanted to keep the Brits going, because I knew they would give us a bit of hassle on the papers if I lost.
Well, Tim Henman's out, beaten in 5 sets by unseeded Russian Dmitry Tursunov. Yeah. It's the first time in 10 years that he's not made the second week. Yeah. He's dismissed talk of retirement, though, and has this advice for the man preparing to fill his shoes.
It's important that you're strong in your mind of what you believe in, and really try and stick to that. You know, there's going to be lots of opinions, and you know, hopefully there'll be a lot of positive ones, because I think he's got a fantastic future, but just concentrate on his job.
What did I tell you on day 1 of Wimbledon, who's going to win it? What did I tell you? Day 1, what did I say?
Andy Murray. Did you put some money on him?
It's a private thing I don't want to talk about.
Okay.
But what did I say on the radio to the world on Monday? Andy Murray.
He was 250-1 when you're thinking of doing that. I bet he's not now.
He's 100. He was 100-1 yesterday. He'll probably be even less now. Anyway, Manchester United aren't interested in signing Michael Owen.
They are in Andy Murray.
They'll sign him, yeah. That's according to assistant coach Carlos Queiroz, who's speaking on Spanish radio. Spurs, meanwhile, say talks are ongoing with Chelsea. They're trying to sort out a compensation package for sporting director Frank Arnesen before that 12 o'clock deadline. Otherwise, Spurs are going to report the Blues to the Premier League for trying to poach the Dane. And after all that teasing in the papers, the Aussies got their revenge. They beat England by 57 runs at Durham in the latest one-dayer. They set the home side 267 to win. England 6-3 at one point. Ricky Ponting says they never doubted themselves.
We knew that a win wasn't very far away. We're very happy with the amount that we improved from Saturday to Sunday, and we knew that if we could improve a little bit more in this game, that would be very hard to beat, and that's the way it's turned out.
And the weather, a number of storms are hitting a lot of the UK at the moment. It will still feel very warm, though. Temperatures will drop to the early 20s by the weekend. It's one of my favourite junction names this morning on the A508 in Northampton. There are some emergency roadworks on Harborough Road. That's at the Cock Hotel Junction. There may be a few delays. 7:35 now.
I beg your pardon, what?
Cock Hotel.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. One of my favourite junction names.
Have you ever stayed at the Cock Hotel?
No, I haven't.
Really?
No, I haven't.
It's alright. I've had a little bit too much, though. Just...
In terms of...
Well, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with the Cock Hotel. Dave and I, just not our thing.
No.
No. Put it this way, we'd rather stay somewhere else for the night. If you're going to get your head down, and for me, it's not my kind of thing. It's not my place. I'd rather go down the road.
Yep.
Yeah. There's parking there, though.
There is,
It's at the back, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's also card games.
Is there?
Yeah.
Canasta.
What?
Canasta.
You can ask her if you want.
West.
Pontoon.
Bridge.
Whatever. Right.
There's a song about it as well, wasn't there?
What?
Cock Hotel. Down alone.
I'm sorry. Are you doing a Chris Isaacs gag? A Chris Isaacs gag from about 1991? Good God. Has it come to this? Lettuce growing and Chris Isaacs.
And Cock Hotel.
Cock Hotel. Unbelievable. Good God.
They'll have that now if they're advertising campaign.
They will.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently, I was wrong. It's not a hotel, it's a pub.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I went in there once and ordered a pint of bitter.
Right.
I wasn't very happy with it. I meant to order lager. Hotel. Do you remember that big hit by the Eagles? Welcome to the Hotel Cock! Brilliant! Anyway. Somebody's texting saying, Dominic, is it early 20s or low 20s?
Early, interesting.
Yeah.
Don't know. Technically, I suppose it's low 20s, isn't it? But early 20s sounds better. 22, 23.
Right, okay, go. We are going to Glastonbury after the show today. Well, I'm not. I'm going to go home first and pack. And then we're going to go. I've got clothes out. I just don't have them in a bag. Right, actually, this is a good thing. I felt like this on the way in. Because I'm a bit rubbish and not organised. This is what, right, here's what I've got. I've got a couple of short sleeve shirts, like this, and I've got a long sleeve shirt, which, if it rains, I'll wear with my jacket over, and I've just got one of my, you know, I've got loads of coats and stuff, I've just brought a random jacket, and if it gets wet, it gets wet.
Fine.
I don't really have waterproofs, but I don't want to walk around looking like a novelty condom.
Yep.
I've got two pairs of jeans, and I'll travel down in my shorts, because we're in a vehicle all the way.
Yeah, come
so
back.
I'm going to travel down in this.
Yep.
I've got the shirts, I've brought, not as obsessed as you, I've brought four pairs of boxer shorts.
I think I've got five.
No, mine said you had nine.
No, I was kidding.
Dom's got nine.
He's got seven. I'm knocking on the door of seven.
See, here's what I normally do. I normally take double the amount of pants for however many
per day.
I'm away.
Yeah,
I take two per day. But I'm thinking tonight, by the time I get there, I won't change my pants tonight.
Mm.
Two pairs for tomorrow.
Yep.
And then one pair for Sunday. We come back Sunday.
That's all right.
There's your four.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Are you going to change them to travelling or not?
I've got a spare. What?
It's a 5-hour drive, isn't it? You may want to change your pants on the way back to travelling.
No, because I'm clean down there.
Okay.
Do you normally change per day?
Anyway, so I'm going back to my list. Right. Two pairs of jeans, two pairs of trainers.
Yeah, and me.
And a pair of boots. Like, you know the boots that I nicked when I filmed the advert for the show?
Yes.
Adjustment?
Yes.
I nicked those.
So you're not going to bother with Wellingtons?
Well,
size 10 and 9, respectively.
From what we gather, every Wellington shop around Radio 1 on a 10-mile radius has run out of Wellies.
Can't find them anywhere.
Seriously. Jocelyn went out yesterday to find Wellies. Everywhere, sold out. Stu works on Joe Wiley's show, went out to buy Wellies. Everywhere, sold out.
Or after is a size 9 and a size 10.
Mm. Now, bar people going to Glastonbury, who's buying Wellies in this weather? That's what I don't understand. If it was Welly time, stop. Welly time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd understand it. But it's not.
I bought baby wipes last night as well.
You don't even have a baby.
Exactly, this is what I said to the lady in the Indian shop.
That's a genius idea, that is.
Why?
I bought, well, because I might camp on Saturday night, you see. I might go under canvas if it's not raining.
Why?
Because I...
Have you brought a tent, by the way?
Yes. It's upstairs.
You're all insane. I've got to tell you, I am going to thoroughly enjoy the Glastonbury experience. And then when the night is finished and Coldplay say goodnight on Saturday, I go to my hotel, where I have a bed and an ensuite shower and hot running water.
But we could have bonfires and, like, sing songs and...
Around the campfire.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
And back to my original point. When it's finished, I go home to bed, leaving you and your billabong songs, stories of lettuce growing and baby wet wipes. I leave all you freaks and I go and enjoy the hotel bar. With the three-eyed man behind it going, "You want a cider?" I don't know. I don't know what to expect when I get there, but yeah. Right, it's 7:41. DJ Sammy coming up.
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates.
You know you'll love this one. And you know the words. You ready, Dave?
Classic material.
Get slow. You'd think after all these years I'd learn my lesson, but no. So I play this one day and I go, it's all right, but it's nothing special though, is it? It's kind of, you know, there seems to be a kind of healthy obsession with kind of, I don't know what you'd call that. Would you call it jazz, modern jazz?
I don't know.
Is it blues? Is it, you know?
It's quite middle of the road, isn't it?
However, I like it now. It's a nice little cheery song.
And it gets in your head, because I was at home the other day and it was just going round and round and round. The song that was.
That's on repeat. If you take the repeat button off...
No, I wasn't listening to it. It's in my head.
All right. We're just looking at the live pictures now of Glastonbury. It doesn't look too rainy.
It's sunny, Rachel.
Well, no, that's from yesterday.
Archive footage.
But there are people dancing and clapping in their tie-dye T-shirts and their dreadlock hair.
Pulling children around in buggies.
Yep, of course. Brilliant.
Dogs on ropes.
Yep. And it's... Seriously, would you bring your child to Glastonbury and put them in a buggy?
I wouldn't.
You know what I mean? I mean, bring them and let them have a buggy.
Mm.
I think so. Oh, hello.
I think it'd be quite cool. I'd quite like Finn to go to Glastonbury.
Really?
Hmm. Paint his face and everything, like the tigers and stuff, and they love it.
Rachel's going to go and see the Ghost Train performers when she's there.
They look weird. They do look weird. Look, they've all got strange makeup on.
I can't wait to see your two faces. It's going to be so funny.
More importantly, we see the beer arriving. Hurrah!
They've all got long hair, Rachel, all of them.
Where's that, Rach?
I don't know.
They've all got hair.
That looks like that posh camping.
There's Michael Evers there looking very well. He looks all right, isn't he? It's your mate, Dominic.
Yeah, looks good.
who you rang him on the busiest day of his life. Actually, do you know what?
Did you?
But that was it was last year, wasn't it? What
yeah.
Was it the day? No, it wasn't the day of Glastonbury, was it? You rang him the day the tickets were announced to something when
yes.
he was absolutely up to his eyeballs.
The day the tickets were on sale and all the phone lines melted and the internet site crashed and everything, yeah. website.
There's the sharpshooters manning the fence. Obviously, you know the rule, if you try and scale the fence at Glastonbury, they're legally allowed to shoot you in the ass. I'm not, don't quote me on that, I'm not sure that there's 100%.
So yesterday, the pictures we're looking at now, yesterday looked fantastic.
But this is yesterday.
That's what I mean, but it looked great, look, it's beautiful.
Now, who are the Green Police, Rachel? Am I right in saying the Green Police are the people who stop you from peeing in a bush?
I'm not sure if that's the Green Police, but there is a police that...
They have pee police, don't they? They stop you from peeing in a bush, as it was described to me yesterday, right? You know, because peeing in bushes, like, kills birds and stuff. I'm like...
No, because it's unsavoury and there are places to do that kind of thing.
No. It is a proper issue because
it
stream and the fish and the birds and the trees and stuff.
So, listen, if you head into Glastonbury, no peeing in the bush.
There is a good game we can play at Glastonbury. It doesn't involve weeing. It's called the Cups on Foot game because everyone drinks disposable beer and then sort of throws away and everything. So when I went, about 10 years ago or whatever, we played a game to see how many cups you could stack on your feet.
Foot.
23 on my left foot. That's a good game to play. Do you know what I mean, though? If the weather clears up and you look at me and say, I've got seven heads.
So the game is...
The game
see
is...
See how many cups you can get on your foot.
Yeah.
That must have been a crap lineup that year you went. Who was headlining? Brother Beyond?
I can't remember who was headlining. With the Orb? Possibly. The Orb could have been playing.
See, now the live camera... We got our live camera working because we're the BBC and we're great. And it looks... It doesn't look that bad. It looks like the thunder and the lightning stopped. So...
It's still wet, though.
Hey, listen.
What?
We have some exciting Glastonbury news.
You are kidding
which
me.
Which requires a fanfare or drum roll or something. Something dramatic, you know, to kind of build
I don't
it up. Do you have any such thing?
I've got this.
That'll do. Okay. Right, play that from the top again, and then I'll do the exciting news.
Or I've got this.
I quite like the second one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice and understated. Exciting Glastonbury news. Official first announcement anywhere in the world. Folkface are playing Glastonbury.
No.
Yes.
We got our first festival booking.
Yes.
You are joking.
Our first booking, full stop.
Now, when you say your first festival booking, will you be just playing the guitar randomly in a field?
No. Folkface...
Please don't tell me you're playing the Peel stage.
No. Folkface...
Please, sacrilege, no.
Folkface are doing a secret gig at the Jazz Lounge in the Marketplace, Sunday at 1 p.m.
We're in the Jazz Lounge.
Are you joking?
No.
Seriously.
1 p.m. on Sunday, in the Jazz Lounge, in the Marketplace at Glastonbury, Folkface are playing an acoustic set.
What are you... What seriously?
A
what?
Short
seriously.
Acoustic set.
When you say short, how short?
Short.
We don't
how
know
short?
Yet. It's impromptu.
We've got about ten minutes.
How well we go down.
10 minutes?
Here.
Right. So, you can't do the full version of Sex Machine by Jamie Brown, then?
Unfortunately not. But to all jazz... fans.
Folk fans.
Yeah, jazz folk fans. It's a folk jazz
folk
fusion.
Jazz combo.
Right, okay.
We'll be there in the lounge.
Secret gig, Sunday, 1 p.m. at the Jazz Lounge in the Marketplace.
This is Dave and Dominic's jazz folk band called Folkface. Dominic plays guitar and sings, and Dave plays the bongo drums.
Backing vocals.
And backing vocals.
We'll be decked out in regalia.
Caftans, beanie hats.
I'll be the bald one in the caftan.
As I say...
Can you let us into any insight to what you're going to perform?
No.
It's secret gig. I mean,
secret
you have to stress
gig,
that.
1 p.m. Right. Sunday at the Marketplace.
Hang on, you're telling everybody. It can't be a secret gig if you're telling everybody.
Keep
jazz
it quiet.
Shh! Don't tell anybody. 1 p.m. Marketplace Jazz Lounge.
Keep strum.
Shh! Fuck face.
You know, when you think of Glastonbury, you think Radiohead, you know, headline, all the lights going on in the crowd, Oasis, you know, 10 years ago, whatever, Supersonic. Folkface Jazz Lounge, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Shh. Don't tell anybody.
Stum.
Right, that's me leaving at 12:45 Sunday, then. Five to eight, Friday morning, BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Feeder. On Monday,
Go and buy a copy this next week when it comes out. It's great, that.
Good record.
Really, really good. I like Feeder. I think they're very underrated, Feeder.
And me.
The band. Pushing the Senses, that is. Out on Monday. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I don't know why I'm going all that. Lovely, lovely, innit? I went a little bit Edel the Hamster there.
Radio 1's Chart Show, JK and Joel.
So who is our favourite guest on the Chart Show so far?
Mariah Carey in the bath was good.
Did you say you were taking a bath right now?
Yes, because I don't get any personal time, so I have to seize the moment.
Dave Grohl's weather report was interesting.
Right now, it's a beautiful day. The flowers are in bloom. I have tomatoes in my garden. The corn is starting to come up.
And this week, we're down the local sports centre with this guy.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Mario. I'm out here playing basketball with JK and Joel.
Plus, we've got a massive YouTube prize to give away. And it's up to the Stereophonics and Tupac to try and stop the crazy Frog making it 5 weeks at number one.
Radio 1's Chart Show with JK and Joel.
This Sunday
from 4.
Dave, you're looking concerned about the weather. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a weather map now which just shows torrential rain all over the West Country. Like proper, not messing around, just rain everywhere.
You definitely need wellies.
Sizes 9 and 10.
Hang on a second. Like a revelation has just come to me. Mm. Rachel, you know Glastonbury, you go to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Okay, it's really big, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of stages.
Yes.
There are equally lots of bars.
Yes.
Are any of the bars in a marquee?
Yes.
In the marquee, at the bar, you stay dry?
Correct.
I'm looking forward to it again. That's what I'm gonna do then, boys and girls. Gwen Stefani coming up, and a classic song from Oasis, a proper, proper classic. After we get news of sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 8 o'clock.
And Glastonbury gets underway.
And Murray flies the flag for Britain.
Radio 1 News.
More than 100,000 fans are either heading for or are at Glastonbury already for the start of the world-famous music festival. It's been stormy so far with thunder and lightning, but it is supposed to dry up across the weekend. Frances Cronin is there from the Newsbeat Entertainment team.
There's loads going on this year. The new band's tent will be officially unveiled as the John Peel tent later this morning. And even without Kylie, there's a great lineup with the White Stripes, Coldplay and Basement Jacks headlining.
Keane are also playing. Tim loved it last time.
I mean, that was actually the most ridiculous experience going on stage there, which I've never had before or since. Just a sort of kind of out-of-body adrenaline rush, which I guess that's probably one of the best moments we've ever had as a band.
Radio 1 is there right across the weekend, starting with Joe's show at 10.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
In other news now, 1 in 25 dads gets postnatal depression, according to new research. It can affect your children's behaviour as well, especially boys. It hit Ian Golding after his wife gave birth.
I've never been depressed in my life, so I don't know if it was depression. I don't know what it was, but I felt really low. I was very tearful. I was very sad, and I shouldn't have been sad.
1 in 10 mums suffer from it too. There's been a big rise in the number of people killed during police car chases. 31 people died and more than 2,000 were hurt in the latest figures. An official report says there's been a sharp increase in the number of NHS trusts in debt. That's despite getting extra government money. More than 100 now in the red. The report says it's all down to bad management. The head of one of New York's most powerful mafia gangs, Joseph Massino, has been jailed for life for playing a part in 8 murders. The only reason he didn't get the death penalty is that he helped the police. And the government's launching a campaign to get more of us to recycle. We've got one of the worst records in Europe, apparently. 3/4 of our waste actually ends up on landfill sites. One.
Andy Murray's Britain's last hope at Wimbledon. He gets a day off today after bulldozing 14th seed Radek Stefanek in straight sets.
I actually thought he was going to be better than what he was. I was a bit annoyed at him at the end. He was trying to put me off a bit and make me nervous, but it didn't work and he ended up looking a bit stupid.
Well, the Scottish teenager faces former Wimbledon finalist David Nalbandian in the third round. Meanwhile, Tim Henman's left to reflect on that 5-set defeat to Russia's Dmitry Tursunov. It's the first time in 10 years Henman's gone out before the second week, but he's refusing to talk of retirement.
It's not making it any easier. I can't hide from that fact. But, you know, I keep trying. You know, why not? I love what I do and I'm still pretty good at it, and that's all I can say on it.
Man United assistant coach Carlos Queiroz has told a Spanish radio station that they're not interested in signing Michael Owen. Spurs say talks are ongoing with Chelsea ahead of that noon deadline. They're trying to agree a compensation package for sporting director Frank Arneson. Otherwise, Spurs will report Chelsea to the Premier League. And the Aussies got their own back in Durham. They beat England's cricketers by 57 runs in the latest one-dayer at the Riverside. Here's England paceman Darren Goff.
We were outplayed from start to finish, but they played well today. And we always knew they were going to come back hard at us. Australia are a quality side, and when you've got strength in depth like they've got, and they play like that, they're a nice team to beat.
And the weather. There are a number of storms hitting a lot of the UK at the moment. It will still feel warm, though. Temperatures will drop to the early 20s, though, by the weekend. It's now 3 minutes past eight.
Somebody's texted and they haven't given their name, sadly. Saying, Chris, after the folk face have just announced they're going to play Glastonbury, you and Dave. Someone said, Chris, you could do a performance at Glastonbury. Perhaps maybe a cover version of the Kaiser Chiefs. I predict a diet.
That's thank good. You. Why didn't we think of that?
I think they're re-releasing that.
Are they?
Riot, so, whoever you are, thank you. Your phone number ends in 28. And somebody else is texting going, are you guys really giving away two more tickets this morning? In fact, Kath wants to know. Well,
kind
hopefully,
of.
But we don't know. I'll explain why. After the...
There it is.
So Annie Nightingale kicked off Radio 1's Glastonbury coverage last night for the Dance Village. We're going to be going to Glastonbury. We're going today. Scott Mills is going tonight. Joe White and Colin Edith are already there. Now, if you listen to the chat show on Sunday, or you know the Glastonbury competition, there's a girl called Vicky from Bournemouth won 10 tickets. 10 tickets. 5 pairs on the chat show last Sunday. Every day this week, she's been back on the air. We've had a different caller trying to steal a pair of tickets away from her. Wednesday, Vicky lost 2 tickets to Conor Leader's contender, Lee John. So making a total 8. Last night she lost another 2 on Scott Mills' show. It was Tom Cruise movies, randomly. So you could win a pair of Vicky's tickets. She has 6 tickets left, 3 pairs. You could steal a pair from her. If you like the idea of that, give us a ring right now. 08700 100 100. You've got to be a proper Glastonbury fan in desperate need of greedy Vicky's ticket. So, if you want to win them, call now. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Good luck. It's 8:05. A classic to get you out of bed. Oasis, Radio 1, go! Maybe. I like that song a lot. I like it a lot.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice.
You said snice.
I didn't say snice.
Private Lancelot Radio.
Who's on the phone?
What?
Probably, our guests have probably arrived. Oh, they've gone now.
Okay.
I'll leave them upstairs for a minute.
If you're in reception, we'll come and collect you in a few minutes. Thank you.
We may be giving away Glastonbury tickets now.
Must be that time of year again.
Now, am I right in saying that this is the last pair of Glastonbury tickets that Radio 1 had to give away?
Yes.
Good. I'm getting sick of it. That's if, by the way, Vicky hasn't left. If she had any sense, she might have flogged them.
She's got some left, I think, hasn't she?
Morning, Vicky.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
You sound sad, Vicky, and a bit apprehensive.
You know, it's been the strangest week.
Hasn't it, just?
Yeah, a little bit.
Although you've done very well.
Do you think?
Yeah, but I think you have a system.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've just been revising. I'm
okay.
Good at that.
So yesterday...
Yeah.
It was okay. So there's a cinema bit in Glastonbury. Tom Cruise has been in a movie in a cinema. So name Tom Cruise films.
Do you know?
So,
apparently, I found out the reason.
What?
Tom Cruise gets miserable when he's wet, and so does Glastonbury.
Right, very
logical.
Good.
Was that the link, was it?
So
I'm listening to yesterday, so explain this, Vicky. Explain where this flash of inspiration comes from, when you're there going, Top Gun, Cocktail, A Few Good Men, what? War of the Worlds, blah, 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 and then you're off like a bullet out of a gun.
Because my friends who wanted to go were standing downstairs, and obviously, you know, they don't like to leave.
Okay, so how many tickets do you have left now? 6.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your limit that you really desperately wanted? Well, obviously, as long as you get to go with a mate, fine. But was it six you wanted?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you chosen the six people, though, or the five of your friends that will go with you?
Yeah, they're all sitting in my living room at the moment.
So if you lose a pair of tickets today...
So you ain't going.
That causes you a huge problem.
I've got to beat them out of my front door and and wave to them as I drive up in the distance.
Who are the two at the end of the list, i.e. those that are most likely not to go with you?
Athene and Amy.
Feeny?
Athene.
I used to get posters from her
as
shop.
Athena.
Oh, right, okay.
The Greek god of posters.
So what? Athena, she'll kill you.
Right. So where are they now? Are they downstairs.
Yeah.
And you're upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're as nervous as you.
Well, they're probably more nervous than me because I'm going.
That's a very good point.
You don't give a stuff, really, do you?
I like that. Well, it'd be nice to bring them with you. So if you just switch the radio on, by the way, it's 8:15. Hello. So Vicky won 5 pairs of tickets for Glastonbury, 10 tickets to Glastonbury. And every day she's got to come back on the radio and see if we can steal another pair from her. So you're currently left with 6. It's the last time you have to defend your crown.
Yep.
So after this competition, you either still have 6, and Athena and Amy will be very happy. Does she hate that?
She does.
Sorry, Athena! So best case scenario is they get to go, you end up with 6 tickets.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're playing against Lisa Baker from Norwich. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Tell me how desperate you are to steal a pair of Vicky's tickets.
Oh, so desperate. I want this more than anything in the world. I really do. Oh,
bless you. Have you been to Glasgow before?
Yeah, I went last year and that was the first time I'd been. And before then, I'd only ever been to V. And V is just nothing compared to the Glastonbury. It's just
so,
amazing.
Well, so I'm beginning to find out. Who do you bring with you?
My friend Mark, probably. If he's still up for coming, he better be.
Okay.
But it's just so important this year because my boyfriend is playing.
Really?
Yeah, he's a drummer in a local band and called Death Tex. They're playing in the Las Vegas bit on Saturday night. It's his long life dream, it really is. And
wow.
I just really want to go and see him so badly.
How cool.
Yeah.
One second. Vicky, that's got to make you feel a bit guilty, right?
Well, you know, if she wanted to go, she would have bought a ticket.
Oh!
Vicky, you have 6 tickets at the moment, and, you know, you're going, and it's so greedy.
I've got 6 very hard-working, desperate friends.
Hang on a second, Vicky. If you wanted to go that much, you'd have bought some tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? We're students. We haven't got enough money for
this. I'm a student.
All right, okay, stop. Okay, right, so you both know how this works by now, okay?
Yeah.
So, Vicky, I will give you 30 seconds to list as many things you can in the category I'm about to give you.
Okay.
When the 30 seconds is up, Lisa, you must give me 2 additional answers which have not already been mentioned and are on my list of answers, okay?
Okay.
Right?
Fair
so
enough.
All you've got to do is two.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you get that, you can steal a pair of Vicky's tickets. And you are going to see your boyfriend playing the drums in his band at Glastonbury. Death Tex.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, are you ready, Vicky?
Yep.
Let the tour begin. Here's a question. Paul McCartney headlined last year's Glastonbury Festival. He's been the Beatles. Name me as many Beatles singles as you can.
Let It Be, Eleanor Rigby, I'm Only Sleeping, Come Together, Octopus's Garden, Here Comes the Sun, Get Back, Bigger Pony, Long and Winding Road, Two of Us, Don't Let Me Down, Let It Be, Magical Mystery Tour, Help, Hard Day's Night,
Alright, time is up. Alright, there you go. 30 seconds. Alright. Vicky, Lisa rather, 10 seconds, name 2.
Hey dude, all you need is love, Yellow Submarine, Lucy in the Sky, Diamond.
You are going to Glastonbury!
Oh my god! 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 Thank you! Love everyone!
Lisa, breathe.
My bed must be... Oh.
Lisa.
Yes, okay.
You're going to Glastonbury to see your boyfriend play at Glastonbury.
I love you. Thank you so much. Oh my God. I've got to go and pack.
Okay, all right.
Calm down, calm down.
All right, breathe. Seriously.
Thank you.
Breathe in and out.
I'm shaking.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa, you did it. You are going to see your fella.
Sorry, I've been trying every day this week, and it's just been like, oh, you can't get through, and I just, oh, I can believe it when Josh picked up the phone.
Listen, now, tell me about your boyfriend's band. When and what time are they playing?
They're called Death Text.
Right.
They're a Norwich hip-hop band.
Wow.
Yeah, they were actually in the one extra tar in between Snoop Dogg and Ludacris or something a couple of weeks ago.
Nice, I like that.
They were in the top 10, so they're really underrated, and you've just got to go and see them on Saturday night. In the Las Vegas field, they have, it's called this year Las Vegas or something, and it's all ballroom, so they're all in suits and everything.
Beautiful.
Yeah, oh, Saturday night, so and see them.
All right, well, I might pop over and see them then.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And guess and guess what?
Yeah,
You can go and see them too.
I'm crying. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you, Chris.
All right. No worries. Listen, I will see you there.
Okay, thank you.
Go and have a cup of tea and calm down.
Oh, I'm on my way to work. I've got to drive all the way back there.
Yeah, you have.
Take 5 minutes.
You've got that Friday flu, by the way, if your boss is listening.
Yeah.
See you in Glastonbury, Lisa.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Vicky.
Hello. She sounds like she deserves them, doesn't she?
Do you think she's quite pleased?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
Okay. What does Athena look like at the minute?
Don't know, she's downstairs.
Oh, is she?
Not very happy.
Not very happy, I wouldn't have thought.
She's just logging the computer off now.
Yeah. You and your system.
Yeah. You and your system of suddenly remembering Beatles songs. Anyway, look, Vicky, can I just say on behalf of Radio 1, you've been great, right? It's the first time we've done anything like this, and you've been really good fun and a good sport, and it is quite irritating to have 10 tickets and then down to 4. However, bottom line is, because of Radio 1, and you've been great, you're going to Glastonbury with three of your mates.
Brilliant.
Listen, have a good time, and come and say hello if you see us, and we'll have a little drink.
Will do. Excellent.
We'll have a little drink after the show, my darling. I'm like Bruce Forsyth. Cool. Right, okay. See you at Glastonbury.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Me and Scott are going to go and try and find Vicky tomorrow as well at 2 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, and see how she's getting on enjoying the weekend.
Well, I'm on before you. Me and Vernon might try and find her first.
We'll raise you there.
But how fit she is, she might be with Vernon anyway.
That's very true, yeah.
Right, that's it. It all over. Joe Wiley from 10 is live in Glastonbury. Colin and Ian have won, are live in Glastonbury. We will see you there in the rain.
It's that time of year again.
Radio 1 decamps to Glastonbury.
Bringing you a magical mystery tour of the best the festival has to offer.
The trip starts this morning from 10 for over 30 hours of live music, interviews and acoustic performances on Radio 1.
We're coming live from the heart of the festival. We could be anywhere on site.
And we don't really know where we're going either.
Who's headlining the circus tent?
Does the healing field really heal?
What's a stone circle made of?
And where can you find an organic buffalo burger? The trip starts this morning from 10 on Radio 1.
Glastonbury on the BBC, TV, radio
and at bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury.
On Radio 1. What was that text you just read out?
If you're listening, Vicky, we'll have the tickets in the post to you this afternoon, okay?
Lisa.
No, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
Vicky.
What, send her 4 tickets in the post?
Yeah.
That's a little bit cruel, isn't it? By the way, it's for next year's Glastonbury Festival, so have a great time. Gorillaz and Feel Good Inc. Are we going to tell everybody the idea that we've come up with? Yeah?
For later.
I love when Rachel nods.
Nods.
When she nods really viciously, like she's head banging. You know Scott Mills does Your Call?
Yes.
Where you, the listener, get to choose the music. It's your call.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose what we play next, all that.
Ring up, they stick it on.
Had a great idea. Because it's Glastonbury weekend. Oh, is it really? I haven't mentioned it. And there's lots of brilliant bands playing. For those people who aren't going, they should get to hear some music.
Absolutely.
So, after 9 o'clock this morning, we're doing Our Call.
Our Call.
Our Call.
That's right, it's our call, and we will choose a music between 9 and 10 this morning. All Glasgow related. Most of us have brought in CDs from home. I'll tell you for a start, one of the CDs I brought in is Primal Scream.
I'll tell you one I brought in.
Yeah?
Primal Scream.
Brilliant, okay. I'll tell you one, another one I brought in, which you have brought in, The Best of Jules Holland.
No, you're right now.
Right, okay. So after 9 o'clock, it will be our call, where we choose the music. And I made some jingles yesterday.
Oh, have you? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Our call.
One.
Did I hear?
That's nice.
Our call.
Radio One.
Sounds like Alice, doesn't it?
And then there's a little tease. Right, here's a tease I made.
Stand by. It's our call.
That's
nice.
It's kind of using the original idea of Scotch Your Call, but with clever editing.
We choose the music for you. We hope you like it.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Stand by. It's our call.
Like that? Let's get at it.
It's going to be great. When are we doing that?
Right after Tedious. 9 o'clock this morning. So we'll do that then.
Wicked.
You didn't bring any CDs in there, did you?
I have got some upstairs.
Dominic?
Yes, I have a CD.
One?
Yes.
Is it The Best of Glastonbury?
No.
We'll do that in a bit, so hang on there. I see the Danan is in the building.
And Mr. Lee Sharp.
Bloody brown, are they?
Been in Fiji for months, haven't they?
It's not months.
It's nearly months.
5 weeks.
Six weeks, wasn't it?
It's 2 years they were there. The longest running reality television show ever. 2 years on an island. Eating strawberries and drinking champagne.
All that.
Is Sharpie here as well?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's a legend. So we'll talk to those for a second. Let's get the news from Dominic first. It's 8:30.
Radio 1
News. And our top story is Glastonbury. More than 100,000 people are expected for the start of the festival, but the weather is not looking good. There's been thunder and lightning already, although it is supposed to dry up across the weekend. It's some lineup as well. Coldplay, Keane, The White Stripes, Fatboy Slim, The Killers and Basement Jacks are headlining Sunday night. That's after Kylie got ill and pulled out. Here's Felix from the band.
We're very happy to be going there and playing. Thanks, Kylie, for giving up your slot. You know, it's nice to move one up the bill. So, no, we're looking forward to it. It should be cool. Maybe we'll all dress as Kylie. Who knows?
Legend New Order are on just before Coldplay on the Saturday. They've been playing there for years. Here's Peter Hook.
First time we did, when we did it, when it rained, it was a novelty. We all went out and bought wellies. We actually went to the village and bought wellies. That shows you how long ago. My God, now they'd be like 2,000 quid a pair.
And Radio 1 is down there all weekend, starting with Joe's show at 10 o'clock. In other news this morning, postnatal depression can hit dads as well as mums, apparently. Researchers found 1 in 25 can be infected, and that in turn can affect the behaviour of your kids. Dad Ian Golding suffered even though he'd never had depression before.
I just couldn't handle it at all. I couldn't handle the lack of sleep. I couldn't handle the change to my routine, because you don't realise that your life is a routine.
The number of people killed or injured during police car chases has jumped 60%. The latest figures show 31 people died, more than 2,000 were hurt. Nearly half of young drivers carry weapons in their cars, according to the RAC and Max Power. A third carry a baseball bat too. Many said it was to fight off criminals. The government's launching a campaign later to get us all to recycle more. Britain's got one of the worst records in Europe, with three quarters of rubbish ending up in landfill sites. And Tom Cruise has been busy defending his engagement to Katie Holmes. Some say it's a publicity stunt because they've both got films out at the moment.
You know, I can't control what people are going to say or do. They're going to say and do what they want. And the thing is that it's not ever going to change how I live my life.
One of the longest rallies of the match so far. 400 steps to go! Six four.
Andy Murray now flying the flag solo for Britain at Wimbledon. He demolished 14th seed Radek Stepanek in straight sets. The teenager's been getting some advice from some high places, including World Cup winning rugby coach Sir Clive Woodward.
He made sure the team took no shortcuts whatsoever, and he trained every player to be the best player in their position. You can do the same in tennis. You have to look at the best player, who's Federer. Just try to work towards being as good as him.
Tim Henman's out, though, beaten in five sets by unseeded Russian Dmitry Tursunov. It's the first time in 10 years that he's not made the second week. He's dismissed talk of retirement, though, and has this advice for the man preparing to fill his shoes.
It's important that you're strong in your mind of what you believe in, and really try and stick to that. You know, there's going to be lots of opinions, and you know, hopefully there'll be a lot of positive ones, because I think he's got a fantastic future, but just concentrate on his job.
Manchester United aren't interested in signing Michael Owen. That's according to assistant coach Carlos Queiroz, who was speaking on Spanish radio. Spurs, meanwhile, say talks are going on with Chelsea. They're trying to sort out a compensation package for sporting director Frank Arnesen before that 12 o'clock deadline. And after all that teasing in the papers, the Aussies got their revenge. They beat England by 57 runs at Durham in the latest one-dayer. They set the home side 267 to win, but England was 6-3 at one point. Ricky Ponting says they never doubted themselves.
We knew that a win wasn't very far away. We're very happy with the amount that we approved from Saturday to Sunday, and we knew that if we could improve a little bit more in this game, that would be very hard to beat, and that's the way it's turned out.
And the weather, quite a few storms around at the moment in the UK. It will still feel warm, though. Temperatures are going to drop to the low 20s by the weekend. My favourite junction names this morning on the A508 in Northampton. Some emergency roadworks on Harborough Road. That's at the Cock Hotel Junction.
Cock!
There may be a few delays. Beep, beep, one more travel, 8:34.
The what hotel junction?
The Cock Hotel Junction.
You know when they were building that? Slow process, took ages to get it up.
We're heading off to Glastonbury, we've never been there before. We're hoping for some sunshine, but expect the rain to pour. Coldplay, athlete, Kaiser Chiefs, and even Fatboy Slim. We'll go backstage to say hello, cause we're all friends of him.
Lee Sharp and Paul Dinan on the show in 2 records time. Foo Fighters, start them off.
The Chris Moyle Show.
You ain't no king. Someone just texted in saying I'm really fed up with the song. How can it? I still love the song. You ain't no king. I mean, still a great song.
Ace record.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg, Justin, Charlie, someone.
Charlie Wilson. That's from the Daz Band, Gap Band.
The Gap Band?
The Gap Band. No. Who, the Daz Band? Was it Daz Band as well? The Gap Band.
The Daz Band did Let It All Blow.
I think it's Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band, although now I'm confused.
Okay, well, you're always mind. Are anyway, ready. 8:42, Friday morning, Radio 1. Let's bring in the two legends from the Love Island, Lee Sharp and Paul Anon. Hey, Anon! Even Lee Sharp's got a tan.
I know.
The whitest man in the world.
You're not wrong.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
I'm all right. I'm good, yeah. Looking forward to Glastonbury. Sorry, Paul.
Oh, don't! Listen, if anyone's out there that can help me with Glastonbury tickets, I would love you so much. I really need Glastonbury tickets, and Radio 1 can't even sort it. So please, anyone,
we can't.
I beg.
Honestly, we've got no tickets left.
Just gave away the last pair about 20 minutes ago.
I know, I phoned in. I was phoning in, and I kept getting the recorded message, and I was going, please, answer.
For anyone's listening, you can get Paul a ticket for Glastonbury. And you're serious as well, aren't you?
I'm really serious. I go there every year.
He's a man of the people. He just wants a ticket with hospitality. That's all he wants.
VIP parking.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
Please.
Well, ideally, someone's going to give him a lift. Yeah. Even better. So, commiserations on not winning, either of you. Don't know how Fran won. Unbelievable, that. Oh. You know what I mean? He must have had half a Dublin ringing.
Yeah, I suppose he did have a country behind him, so.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a good bloke.
I know, but you know, out of the two, you should have won.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
No, we should. No, but it's true. But there's no ifs or buts about it. And I think Fran would probably, you know, say it. Well, he should say it. If he knows. But you, out of the two of you, you should have won.
Yes,
although Dinan should have won the whole thing anyway.
Oh, of course. he was by far the most entertaining.
Entertaining is a word. That's one word for him. I tell you, I don't know what it is with you, Paul. Right? But you've got some magical thing within you, an aura or something.
Thank you.
Which prevents you from getting a slap. It's unbelievable.
I know. I think, I don't know what it is, I just kind of smile, and I don't mean it. That's the problem, you know. I kind of come out with whatever I do, and then, you know, you can see deep inside me that it isn't, you know, meant to be, you know, taken in a bad way or anything like that, because I do love
the
people.
I think you came across as a few things, but I think you're a very loving person.
Yes, I am.
You know,
that's
bar all the jokes, but I think you're, well, yes, you know what I mean?
Still needs tickets.
But you're sitting there going, oh, lovely, and Fran, and I just love my mates, and I love them, and, you know.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe you mean all that. Yeah, I do. So I don't think
I love this boy right here. He's wicked, man. He really, I mean, if it wasn't for everyone, you know, keeping me together, and I don't know, it was a great team. We all really loved each other, and I know that sounds corny, but we did. We were a family there, and it was important to stay that way.
The thing is, do you remember all those many weeks ago when the series first started?
Yeah.
Right, and you said, watch Danan.
Straight away.
You know, you were the tip for the show.
You
goes, make sure, whatever you do, watch Danan.
Yeah, well, we've known each other from way back, so, yeah.
But, you know, but I just knew, you know. So, I've got to talk about this, right? So you are very happy about showing your feelings. You don't feel bothered about that or embarrassed at all. Lee, however,
more private.
No, but you two got on really well. But he's like, you know, I love you, man. Oh, man, give me a hug, and you're like, yeah,
yeah, I love you, but I'm not really.
But I won't hug you. All right. But no, that's
you know, it's tactile. I think it's fair to say.
So yeah. when did you get back?
Yesterday lunchtime.
Right. Have you spoken to any of your mates yet, Lee?
No. Well, briefly one of them, but okay. one's over in Dublin at a U2 concert.
Nice. Because you've missed so much stuff.
Yeah, well, I haven't got a clue what's going on.
It's Glastonbury this weekend. Next weekend is Live 8.
Yeah, Live 8. Sort that out, please.
I'll try my best. I'll see what I can do.
Doing hospitality for that as well, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, Hyde Park is a big place, miles from the toilets, right? I'm just thinking, the Crazy Frog.
A Crazy Frog?
You know the Crazy Frog ringtone?
Yeah.
The dance version of that has been number one for 4 weeks.
What a shame.
So you've been in the best place in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And have you been supporting us, Chris?
I've been supporting you all the way through the series.
Have you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Seriously?
No, that's
I'm a Sky Plus. I've been watching it every night.
Oh, bless you.
And and you made that show.
Thank you.
Because it was dying on its arse.
Yeah, I heard
that. Until you went into full throttle Danan mode.
Yeah, and then the ratings doubled.
They went through the roof.
Yeah, it was good. Good news.
Unbelievable.
That's very good news.
Because at the end of the first week, everybody was worried it was a load of people sitting on an island in the sunshine with nothing to do. And everyone was going, what do we do?
Yeah.
And then Super Danan comes in, drinks a little bit too much, and wants to fight the world. And everybody's gone, this show's brilliant.
He could have picked on someone that weren't an ex-doorman, though.
Do you know what I mean? He would have killed me.
But you know the funniest thing about it is, right, because Michael Greco's there, and I've known Michael for a long time.
Yeah, lovely guy.
And Michael's there, and it all starts kicking off, and it's all booze-fueled and everything. And you know what it's like, because lads, things like that get messy out of hand. And Lee's like that with you. Whoa, 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 come on. And at one point, you're literally pushed them. Go, come on, stop.
Yeah.
And Grex is kind of stood behind Frank going, I'll just leave.
I know.
Thinking, I don't want to get in the middle of this at all.
Yeah,
no. I used to be in EastEnders. You know, I had a little goatee. I don't need this.
No, definitely. And also, can I just say, I was on antibiotics, and drinking antibiotics doesn't go.
It's not wise.
No, so I just, yeah.
Have you drunk since?
No, not at all.
Not a drop?
No.
Really?
No.
Do you reckon you'll stop drinking?
Yeah, the thing is, I never have been a drinker, hence the reason why I get so, you know, mash up when I drink. But the thing is, it's not a problem for me to not drink.
Right.
I'm not bothered by it. I'm not saying I won't have a beer with the boys down the pub, but, you know, I'm not bothered by it.
It doesn't suit everybody.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't, you know.
No, it doesn't.
I'm lucky. It suits me.
Yes, it does, Chris.
You know? if it wasn't for beer... I'd have sharp.
You look good with a pint in your hand, don't you?
I do. It's like having a decent haircut. Pint in my hand. You know, and in this weather.
Yeah.
You know.
Just goes, doesn't it?
A pint of shandy, man telling you.
Totally.
Followed by another one and another one. Shandy's alright. It's only like having half a lager, isn't it?
Of course it is.
So maybe I'll probably deal with that. I'll maybe be able to deal with a shandy. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, obviously, we watched, they show everything on this telly show. And I don't want to embarrass anybody, but there are questions I have to ask. However, it's very difficult when you say, Lee Sharp is harmless. He's a lovely man, isn't he?
Right? Oh, he's amazing.
And you got caned. You got done like a kipper, I thought.
Absolutely stitched up.
And, you know, and I don't want to go there.
No, I'm not.
I don't think there's anything for me to say.
Well, let's just leave it then.
All right, I will.
Bless him.
But, you know, I mean, and you know what it's like, especially, you know, if your mates are footballers, and you know what they're like, they'll go for you. So your mates are just going to, you're going to get it ripped out of you when you go home.
Listen.
But, you know, could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
You could have been him.
Exactly, yeah. Far worse.
Oh, man. So, 5 weeks out on Ireland.
Yeah, 5 weeks.
That's got to be the best gig you've had since Hollyoaks.
Well, to be honest, mate, you keep saying this type of thing.
No, but you know what?
You don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've been doing because I haven't been on the TV for
time. I know you did a movie with the man and his dog. What was that called?
One Man and His Dog. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know you did that.
Yeah, I've been trying to basically get into movies, and I've tried the old LA thing, and it is difficult, I've got to admit. But once you're away from London, England, and people don't see you on the TV anymore, they start to think, oh, he's over. But, you know, I just tried for something a bit kind of more my dream, and it just obviously isn't that easy, but, you know.
I hope you get something, man.
Yeah,
I really do. I genuinely do. I hope you get an acting gig out of it.
Thanks
very much.
That's
what you do.
Yeah.
You enjoy doing it. I hope you do.
Yeah.
In the same way, the Hope Sharpie signs for Leeds.
Lee from Leeds!
It's not too late, man. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Boy, no, honestly.
They took Brian brilliant. Dean, right? So, look, here's what you do, right? Just reg yourself as a player. When he comes here at Saturday afternoon, about kind of 1 o'clock, half one, if you fancy it, just pop down with your boots. They'll put you on.
So you'd walk into that side.
Sounds like a deal to me. I could play under them circumstances.
Yeah.
Don't train, eat lots of cake and just turn up about 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And we'd have you.
Absolutely. That's perfect.
We'd have you.
It's a deal.
He hasn't lost his football skills, that's for sure. We had a football on the beach one day and he was incredible. I've never seen football.
Are you
like
still
it.
Quite skillful as a
amazing.
Player? Maybe you wouldn't fit in with the rest of the squad then.
I just can't run.
You might be too quick. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's horrible down there.
Mm.
It's horrible.
Nice couple of opening fixtures for you as well. Yeah. Millwall at home and then Cardiff away. That'll be a nice one.
Nice
take your mum.
That's nice. I might start supporting Leeds this season, the third game in.
Mm.
I might check out that radio commentary for the first couple of matches. I don't know. Are you a football fan?
Yeah, Liverpool.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's an avid follower. He asked me if Kenny Dalglish and Alan Hansen were still playing.
Yeah, that's it.
I like
Jan Mulby and all that, do you remember?
Yeah, I'm still there.
They were my years, man.
We'd take Jan Mulby at least. And we're not proud.
We're friends of Jan's.
Are you?
Aren't we? Well, he used to manage the Kidderminster Harriers.
We've met him once.
Lee knows him.
We're friends with him.
Yeah, we went to Canada, ex-Man U and ex-Liverpool, went over to Canada, he was there. You look a bit like him, actually.
Thanks very much.
It's a compliment.
Thanks very much.
Oh.
So, Abby. So anyway, I've got so much ammo back here.
I'm gonna keep quiet.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna keep quiet.
You have.
But she did say she jumped out of a cake for you.
She did.
She did jump out of a cake for me. When did she tell you that?
Oh, she told me a lot of things.
Right. Okay.
So I've got a little bit of ammo.
She jumped out of a cake.
Yeah, it's great. I'm working on that. I'm bluffing.
Titters.
I hope whatever happens works out for you, Mr. Sharp.
I'm sure it will.
It's so tempting to rib him over it, but you know.
If they're picking on me, they're leaving someone else alone, aren't they?
Exactly. So, Paul.
Yes. You can come on, baby. Give it to me.
Now, you're a great double act, actually.
I've got
two.
To ask you, right? Seriously, this is what amazes me about you, right? And this is a genuine question. I'm not having a go. It's a genuine question.
Okay.
So, Nikki.
Yes.
The Playboy girl.
Yes.
Right, who's been in movies and stuff.
Yes.
Apparently, you know, but yeah, I've been in Austin Powers, haven't I? So, anyway, she comes in and you're like, oh my god, oh, thank you. Oh, she's beautiful, man. She's just like... Oh,
she was
doing that.
Oh man, can you imagine?
And you're like, I love her. She's the one. I love. Her. She's on. I'm gonna marry her. I'm gonna marry her. And Jay's like, are you joking? No, I'm gonna marry her. Oh my god, did the thought ever cross your mind? And I'm serious now.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to know about you with women. You love women. And
I love
that.
Women so
you,
much.
You make Lee and Fran look gay. You love women that much.
Absolutely. But
don't tell Fran I said he's gay, by the way.
Yeah.
No, you didn't
mean it.
Just the thought ever cross your mind, she might not be interested.
But she was.
No, I know. But when you're like this, thank you. God, this is pretty good.
Okay.
And I'm thinking... If that was me, I'd be going, she's really fit. She probably thinks I'm a dumpling.
No, what it was because I'd been in there for 3 weeks and, like, basically, I just couldn't believe that they brought in some fresh, beautiful meat like that. I mean, it was just...
ladies, man.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, a Playboy model to come and walk in like that, it was just unbelievable. And I was like, wow, she's great. We were getting on really well.
But you must be...
She turned out to be Jewish, which was just amazing. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, this is a miracle.
And you have a friend in common in one of the blokes from Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah, we do.
How do you know someone from Milli
Vanilli? Fabrice from Los Angeles. I met him over there, and he's a good friend of mine, and we have a friend, and he's a good friend of hers. They did Celebrity
Your Life Is a Movie. Seriously?
Yeah.
You've got to play yourself in a movie. Who knows anybody from Milli Vanilli?
Well, this is it. I know the other... Well, the other guy died, bless
him. Yeah, he's
him.
Died, yeah.
And so, yeah, girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl.
And
unbelievable what he went through, that poor guy. But he's a lovely guy, and he's back in effect, please God. And you know, basically, we knew a mutual friend, and she was great. And you know what? It just turned out that me and Nikki were just basically both kind of you know, into each other in a physical way. And in the end, it didn't seem to be right as a relationship material.
But you see, right now, Lee, seriously, back me up, because I'm not having a go. And it will sound like I'm having a go. So if you kind of know what I'm talking about, help me out.
I will.
You just seem to have no problem, no worries about women at all. You don't have the... Every man has got, like, you know, these built-in things about, you know, women will reject him or whatever. Like, you just don't even seem to have it. It's like a force field of confidence where you go, she's fit, I'm going to have her. no other man in the world is like that. You're like a machine. No,
and I think that's it. You just have to have that no fear and confidence. And you know, it's all about the eyes, and you just look into each other's eyes, and if you get on, and your mutual kind of, you know, conversation, and you just get into that stage where you think, yeah, man, this is happening.
So now you're
then you go for it.
But now you're in an awkward position, because now you've done all this thing with Isabella. By the way, he's lovely. Right? She's really sweet. And you've got all this thing now. But now you're off the island, you're back.
Yeah.
Man, there are so many women out there that you haven't met and conquered.
There are.
That, you know, it's got to put you in an awkward position, if you pardon the expression.
I suppose it kind of does, but at the same time, you know, I know that I love someone very dearly, and that's it, so...
But, are you a faithful man?
I'm a very... In a relationship, absolutely, then it's
I would have guessed that you're not. Not because...
No, I am, but we were
just because you can't help yourself, you're a machine.
Well, no, I know, but I was on Celebrity Love Island, and we were single, and when you're single and you've got six beautiful girls, then that's what it's about. It's about just kind of seeing who you get on with and who you end up, you know, getting the kind of rapport with.
Mm.
But when I'm in a relationship and I love someone, then it's all about me and her and no one else.
Okay.
And that's the truth, mate.
Do you know, you're amazing. You've got to write a movie of your life.
I will one day, mate.
And no one tell it. Do it now. It could be like, you know, like the Godfather trilogy. You can have loads of versions of it.
The Danone trilogy. I like that.
Oh, dear. And you can be in it as well, Lee.
I'll be in there somewhere. Oh, just in the background, just waving.
Of course you
will. Waving and just
keeping you out of trouble.
Well, anyway, listen, you two were great. There's another thing I want to... It's all about you. I'm sorry. I keep... You know, I want to talk to... Lee, please sign for Leeds. Please. You must miss that. A tiny little bit.
Not enough, though, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah.
Leeds, you know, they could pay you up to about £500 a week now at Leeds. If
really?
You're
might be worth thinking about
I'm telling you.
And give you some goldfish.
Yeah. Don't knock it, it's there. Plus, you know... I was going to say something else. I better not get my season ticket. I'm not... I mean, you knew them to put the price up. Don't get me going. So, Scott Mills in the afternoon, right?
Yes.
Has this thing called Flirt Divert.
Okay.
So if you're a girl, it's mainly for girls, but men can use it. So if a girl goes out and she's in a bar or whatever, this for you this would be hell. And she's getting chatted up by a guy. And he's, give me a number. They give them this fake number, which is an answer phone we've got here. And then we all the blokes who leave a message, we play it on the air.
I've heard it.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody left a message the other day. I can't tell you how much it sounds like you.
Right.
Yeah. It really sounds like you. So Scott wants me to ask if it was you. Now, obviously it can't be you, but I've got to play it.
Because I was in Fiji.
Yeah. But I've got to play it to you. I'm going to play it to you now.
Go on.
So this is Scott talking about it, and then you'll hear the clip. I think it sounds like you.
Okay.
And it's the kind of thing you would do.
Okay.
All right.
Just found something out.
What?
Tomorrow, on the Chris Moyles show, Paul Dannan... So, we can get Moyles to ask him
if that's
about the, on the Flirt Divert line.
Yeah.
Hello, Mandy, Steve,
No, that
ain't me. Basically, just wanted to say I'm really, really sorry. I didn't mean to take you to a burger place. I didn't know you was a vegetarian.
But that's
the kind of thing you would do and it sounds like
you. Yeah, he does actually, a little bit, but he sounds a bit weak.
Well,
I just hope I ain't missed anything up between us. I really like you a lot.
Come on, there's so many people that sound like, I love you a lot.
But I just wanted to run it past you.
Yeah, no, close one, but not.
Okay, all
right. I was on a plane.
So what's next? What do you want to do next?
Next...
Apart from go to Glastonbury, if somebody can get you tickets.
Later on I'll be doing Richard and Judy.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And hopefully going to maybe do some presenting work and just see what's out there, really. I'm really looking forward to the kind of, you know, offers that might come in, if there are any. And but I'm at the end of the day, I'm an actor, and that's what I'm staying true to, and I'm going to carry on acting.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Just don't try and cop off with Judy. Today on the telly.
Oh, is she on it?
Judy Finnegan.
Oh, Richard and Judy.
Oh, Judy's on it.
Every day.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I won't. I won't touch her, man. Because Richard and me don't need a row, do we?
No, I know, but, you know. Well, do you know what? With Richard, you never know. He might sit back and fold his arms.
No, he might not. He might just go take
Who knows what goes on in that house?
Oh, dear. We're lowering the tone now.
Sharpie, what are you up to? What are you going to do? What's your plan?
I don't know. I'm just going to see what happens and play it by ear, I suppose. Maybe a little bit of presenting. I've actually got, something come up in LA, a car rally for about a week, 8 days.
Really?
Yeah, so that's in July. I've got to take someone with me if you're interested.
I'll do that.
Mm.
Bit of a rally across LA.
Yeah, cool. Mm. That'll do me.
That'd be amazing. Oh, yeah, I'm hosting a bikini contest.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that came in yesterday. I'm quite excited about that one.
Just you know, keep your hands in your pockets. Mm. Even though, in fact, don't...
No, don't put your hands in your pockets. No. Keep your hands outside your pockets.
Actually, get your handcuffed. No, don't even do that.
Anyway, enjoy yourself and be
Thanks
good.
Thanks very much.
And say hello to everybody. Do you live in Leeds? Is that where you live?
Yeah, I'm going back there today.
Next time I'm home. I'll take you for a few beers.
Give us a shout, we'll have a couple of jars.
Yeah, you're up. Well, yeah. I'll bring you to my local, we can do some karaoke.
Definitely.
Do you sing?
Not at all.
Brilliant, you'll fit right in.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? Well, listen, thank you for coming in. I know you guys are really tired because you only got back yesterday from 2 days of flying.
Thanks so much for having us.
You know,
pleasure.
And it was great entertainment, it was good television, and Paul, I hope everything works out, and Lee.
Thank you.
I hope everything works out that you want to work out, and you know, may I?
I'm
showing you some love, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'd hug you, but, you know.
Man, you're not like that.
Not like that.
Can I kiss you?
If you ever shave.
I've got a razor here. It'll take me a minute and a half.
Brilliant.
I've got a train to catch.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. See you guys.
Thanks, man. Hello.
They're great, aren't they? It's great, isn't it?
Mm.
No, I think I should do it next year.
What, Love Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who with?
Huh?
Who with?
Yeah, a couple of fat birds.
Yeah.
Lisa Riley. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ginger and Easton in Hollyoaks.
Fizz out of curry. All there.
You know what I mean?
Love Island.
Bring on the tubbies.
It's time to get out the sunnies and the shorts.
And pack up the flip-flops and the sun cream, as we'll take you to some of the biggest live events this summer.
This weekend, we return to the green fields of Glastonbury for a magical mystery tour.
Radio 1 brings you Live 8, all the best from the biggest concert in the world.
We head to Scotland to rock out at Tina Park.
And take in the biggest dance festival in the UK, Global Gathering.
It's our 10th year on the White Isle of Ibiza, and we get ready to party at the huge Radio 1 Ibiza Weekender.
And the festival season continues with all the big names from Reading and Leeds 2005.
Hear it all live on Radio 1.
Go online for more details of Radio 1's massive summer of live events.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Live.
That's a very good point. Somebody meant to tell us that should have told Sharpie that we lost Soccer 6 because of him.
I know, he got beaten by Iron Maiden.
You know what I mean?
It's all his fault.
Damn you! Right, very late Tedious Link for you, are, Carly, ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so how do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday's Tedious Link?
Charlotte's Love Is The Key. Love Is The Key was a hit in 2001, the year that was originally a space odyssey. Odyssey was also the name of a disco combo who scored a top four hit in 1980. Back to my roots.
Sorry.
Hello, I'm here. Roots are what trees use to eat. Eat is what you'd be desperate to do if you've been marooned on a desert island for weeks on end, a bit like Paul Dunan and Lee Sharp, but without any food. Food is the name of the record label that launched the band Blur. Blur is what you'd be looking through if you'd forgotten your contact lenses. The word lenses shares many of the same letters as sensors, which we have five of. Five is also the amount of gold rings that feature in the 12 Days of Christmas. Christmas, first name Lloyd, is the name of the Dumb and Dumber character, played by Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey has a bit of a rubbery face, a bit like 80s comedian Phil Cool. Cool is what people people at Glastonbury say a lot, along with words like cosmic, far out, chill out and dude. Glastonbury is in Somerset, which is also the home of our resident Wurzel Carrie Davis, whose birthday it is today. Whey! Hooray! And with all that in mind, it seems only appropriate that we play something for Carrie and something to get us right in the mood for the Glastonbury Festival. It is, of course, the Wurzels and Combine Harvester.
What?
Glastonbury tune.
To celebrate Carrie's birthday and Glastonbury.
Both Somerset based.
Right, great. For one of the first times ever on the Radio and Breakfast Show since Noel Edmonds. Enjoy. Let me get this straight once again. Mm-hmm. To celebrate Glastonbury and Carrie's birthday, which is today.
She's from Somerset, you see.
The Wurzels.
Yeah.
Carrie, you've got to be proud of that.
I love that. I'm loving every minute of it.
That's going to be one of your lowest moments in your life, isn't
it? I think so.
Carrie, this is what you're worth, the Wurzels.
Carrie's our resident Wurzel.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers. What a birthday present.
I've got to say, Carrie, I wouldn't take it as a compliment.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, from all of us, Carrie, happy birthday today.
That's right. Happy birthday, Carrie. Happy birthday to you. 34. 34 today. Oh, is it 35?
35, actually, yeah.
How old are you? How old are you now?
42.
Right, 42?
Yeah.
You look good on it.
I know.
10 years younger than Dominic. Do you fancy Lee Sharp? You wouldn't say no, would you?
Depends, really.
Do you want me to ask him to stay as a little birthday present? Paul Dunan will stay.
Mm. No problem.
I could get Sharpie to do a shuffle for me for my birthday.
There you go.
There we go.
Should have done that, shouldn't we?
Sharpie shuffle.
I poured an answer to the Dunan dive.
No, you're all right.
You know what that meant?
No, no, no. We meant a footballing dive, obviously. Like on the pitch.
Oh, hello.
Ooh, hello.
Anyway, happy birthday, Carrie.
Thank you.
All right, ready to do half-time on the show?
Yeah.
It's the bit where Dave likes to say... Let's get ready to rumble! Celebrity Chub Island. People say I should do. Right, so. What, Alad?
Good morning.
Good morning, Alad.
Good morning.
Why are you talking like that?
I just say hello.
Okay. Hello.
God, that Paul's a handful.
Is he really?
He is so hyper.
You were only meant to escort them to reception.
make him a tea is what we say.
Hang on a second, we need to play one of these.
Stand by. It's
our call. Next. I'm excited.
Our call next. The idea is that Scott Mills does your call, where you, the listener, gets to choose the music. It's Glastonbury weekend. There's lots of great bands playing with great back catalogues of songs. So we decided instead of doing your call, we're going to do our call.
Our call.
Our call. That's right. We've all brought in our favourite CDs, apart from Dave, who forgot.
No, I have, they're upstairs.
You said you forgot.
No, no, they're here.
Liar.
No, they're here.
I said, have you got your CDs right now?
I have.
What did you bring
Only in? A couple.
What did you bring in?
Can't tell you.
Did you bring in any, Alan?
I don't think I was allowed to, because I'm not going to Glastonbury. I didn't feel I had a right to choose Glastonbury songs.
Well, there's a pile of CDs.
And we don't want any high energy on either.
But where are they then? Are these yours?
Some of them.
Some of them. No. Here's some of the CDs we brought in from our respected homes.
I think you'll notice a theme with a couple of my CDs.
Basement Jack's Remedy album, Primal Scream.
Screamadelica.
Come With Us by the Chemical Brothers, Halfway Between the Good and the Stars, Fatboy Slim. Oh, Weapon of Choice would sound very good.
Demons.
Huh?
Is that Demons?
No.
I love that track. It's probably quite long, though.
Retox is good. Chemical Brothers for the singles, You've Come a Long Way Baby from the Slim.
Now, those are the ones I ordered up the other day.
Pan Pipes Moods 2. Who was that? Pan Pipes?
What's that with Pan Pipes?
That was for something else.
Cat Stevens?
Hey?
Hey? I don't want all this hippie muck.
What about here? I brought in Primal Scream as well. A single as well.
I brought in some Ian Brown.
Dominic has brought in a compilation album, very wisely.
Because it's got Oasis Live Forever on it, but you played it already.
Sorry, mate.
You can't have that.
Because
they're not playing Glastonbury.
They're playing Glastonbury.
No, who's playing this year, idiot?
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
That's the idea.
Otherwise, people who've played Glastonbury.
No, no.
Played.
So you're looking at you could have brought someone by the White Stripes or the Killers or Dubs or Zootons or Thrills. Like what we've done, idiot.
Yeah. Do the Shaker on play.
Any suggestions you have, text us in 81199 if you fancy that. However, the music is all our choice, and we're going to start with Ash. Get it on!
Our call. Radio 1. Do you remember a time when you were gone from Mars?
It's a very special hour call on Radio 1. It's Ash and Girl from Mars. We're playing our favourite songs from our favourite Glastonbury bands that we'll be playing this weekend. We're choosing it. It's our call. Right? Good.
Our call.
Radio. Radio 1.
Ring your friends. Tell them we're playing the best of the Glastonbury lineup. Basement Jacks and the Killers. Our call.
Our call.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Who's that?
Hi, it's Harry.
Hi, Harry. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Weston-super-Mare.
That is fantastic. And how is Wales today?
Oh, it is lovely, 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 but with thunderstorms.
I think Scott shouts a bit louder, doesn't he? So let's just do it again. Hi, Radio 1!
Hi.
Ha-ha, who's this?
It's Harry.
Yeah, I'm silly. What do you want to hear, Dave? Harry?
I'd like to hear Ian Brown.
We're playing it already.
F-E-A-R.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't told you what I want yet.
No, I know. I'd already started it. It's too... I'm sorry.
F-E-A-R.
Yeah, we're playing...
Can I hit the vocal?
What?
Can I hit the vocal?
You want to hit the vocal?
Yep.
Okay.
Here's Ian Brown on Radio 1.
You haven't done it yet?
On Radio 1. For each of all.
Ian Brown, F-E-A-R.
Love that.
So no. Pleased that Harry asked for that. He sounded a lot like you.
No.
Really did.
A lot of people sound similar on the phones.
We're doing our call. We're playing our favourite music, and we genuinely are choosing this ourselves with the callers. There was Harry there, who's not Dave. Another caller in a second. One,
wake up with Moyles. Get home with Mills.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Like last year, and like you, I don't have any wellies for Glastonbury. Repeat after me. It's only bloody Friday.
It's only bloody Friday.
And you know what that means? Today, the Wonder Years are from 1990 onwards. You will love it.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
From 4. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Our call.
Our call.
There you go. How difficult is that?
I think that was nice.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Della.
Who?
Della.
Della?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Della?
I'm from, Cardiff.
Right. What do you wear, Della? He's in Delaware. You know that?
I get that.
Yeah. Anyway, Alan, Della, what are you up to at the moment?
I'm currently sunbathing outside.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. This is a Radio 1.
Yeah, isn't it raining?
No.
Right, okay. Anyway, what song can I play you?
I'd like The Lars and Here She Comes, please.
What?
The Lars and Here She Comes.
There she goes.
Okay, can I have The Lars and There She Goes, please?
Of course you can, my friend. It's not a problem. Who do you want to dedicate it to?
I'd like to dedicate it to my husband. Thank you.
What?
My husband.
You're a man.
Oh, to my wife.
Right. What's your wife's name?
Mary.
Mary. What? Mary what?
Oh, Mary Jones. Love you.
You are sick in the head.
Thank you.
Enjoy Glastonbury.
Thank you.
Are you actually going?
No.
No, I didn't think you were. What song do you want again?
The Lars and There She Goes.
Brilliant. It's playing for you right now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wherever you are listening right now, you're in a better place. Glastonbury is like a field in the middle of the worst storm ever. So we're going to be playing the best of our favourite Glastonbury bands and the favourite songs from them, as chosen by us in our call. Dominic, you can choose something in a bit.
Thank you very much.
Carrie as well.
Thank you.
Harry. Sorry, Dave.
Hmm, that'd be nice.
Rachel wants to play some hippie thing.
We're not doing any Cat Stevens,
Rachel.
If
you're going to San Francisco.
Hey, pipe down.
Handpipes, that's what she wants to play.
Handpipes down.
Right, more of our favourite Glastonbury tunes coming up. Let's get the news from Dove & Kerry's 9:32.
And the weather is looking grim at Glastonbury.
And British tennis moves into a new era because Murray marches on.
Radio 1 News. More than 100,000 fans at Glastonbury for the start of the World Famous Music Festival. So far, though, it's been thunder and lightning there.
Very loud. We got woken up at, like, 5 in the morning.
We woke up in the west on one side. Absolutely, yeah. Well, we were kind of woke up about 6:30 sort of thing by the thunder, and haven't really slept since.
What a thunder and lightning.
But it should dry up through the weekend, though. On the lineup, Coldplay, Basement Jacks, The White Stripes, Fatboy Slim and Keane. Tim from the band loved it last time.
I mean, that was actually the most ridiculous experience, going on stage there, which I've never had before or since. Just a sort of kind of out-of-body adrenaline rush, which I guess that's probably one of the best moments we've ever had as a band.
Radio 1 is there right throughout the weekend, starting with Joe's show at 10. Radio 1 Newsbeat. In other news, 1 in 25 dads gets postnatal depression, apparently. That's according to new research. It can affect your kids' behaviour, especially boys. It hit Ian Golding after his wife gave birth.
I definitely think that the biggest problem to all of this is the fact that no one ever prepared me for it. No one gave me advice. No one spoke to me about it.
1 in 10 mums suffer from it. There's been a big rise in the number of people killed during police car chases. 31 people died and more than 2,000 were hurt in the latest set of figures. An official report says there's been a sharp increase in the number of NHS trusts in debt. That's despite getting extra government money. More than 100 are now in the red. The report says it's all down to bad management. The head of one of New York most powerful mafia gangs, Joseph Massino, has been jailed for life for playing a part in 8 murders. The only reason he didn't get the death penalty is because he helped police. And the scientist, who worked out the 24th of January was the most depressing day of the year, has worked out today is the happiest. Apparently it's because of the weather and the thought of going on holiday soon.
Andy Murray's Britain's last hope at Wimbledon. He gets a day off today after bulldozing 14th seed Radek Stepanek in straight sets. The Scottish teenager faces former Wimbledon finalist David Nalbandian in the third round.
Nalbandian has some of the best ground strokes in the world, and I'm not going to get away with playing as many slices as I did today. I'm going to have to be hitting the ball a bit harder. I'm not expecting to win. He's top 20 in the world. I got no chance.
Tim Henman was knocked out by Russia's Dmitry Tursunov. It's the first time in 10 years that Henman's not into the second week, but he says he won't be retiring just yet.
I love what I do, and I'm still not bad at it. And I've always said, you know, if I didn't enjoy what I do, I wouldn't do it. You know, there's plenty of other things that I could go away and do, but I'm passionate about the game. I'm pretty confident there'll be some good times ahead.
There's just 2.5 hours to go to the deadline issued by Tottenham. Talks continuing with Chelsea over a possible compensation package should their sporting director Frank Arnesen defect to Stamford Bridge. Spurs say they'll report the champions to the Premier League for making an illegal approach if they don't reach an agreement. And Liverpool will discover who they'll face in the first 2 qualifying rounds of the Champions League later. The draw's made at 11 o'clock this morning.
And the weather, a number of storms around the UK at the moment. It will still feel warm though. Temperatures are going to drop to the low 20s by the weekend. One of my favourite junction names this morning on the A508 in Northampton, some emergency roadworks on Harborough Road. That's at the Cock Hotel Junction. There may be a few delays.
Why did you put your hand up when you said...
I was emphasising the hotel name.
You said it and you put your hand out at the same time.
Mm. Cock Hotel. Can't help it. It's just gone 9:36.
Right, back to more of our favourite songs in the second. Before that, Carrie, every day this week, has been giving you her camping tips. It's day 5. It's Carrie on Camping.
Hi, my name's Carrie, and welcome to day 4 of Carrie on Camping, as I try and make sure you know everything you need to know.
It's meant to be day 5. I wondered why day 4 and day 5 were exactly the same length. This is day 4.
Hi, my name's Carrie, and welcome to day 4 of...
This is labelled Carry On Camping 5.
Hi, my name's Carrie, and welcome to day 4 of...
Okay.
Give me 20 seconds.
Right.
To sort that out.
Should we do something else instead, though? Because that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially on Carrie's birthday.
I know.
I'm sorry, Carrie. True. That wasn't my mistake.
No, I'll forgive you.
If there's anything I can do to make it up for you, you know...
I don't know now.
And we can give you a birthday present.
Ruin my day.
Give you a birthday present.
A birthday present?
Yes, a mini disc.
Oh, brilliant.
And a pen.
Oh, great.
And an actual script from the Chris Moyle show.
Wow.
There's not much on it.
Signed?
Have you got anything else?
Yeah, I have.
What have you got?
I might have something. I have a cake.
Oh! Oh! Happy birthday to Oh yes, happy birthday to you. Happy 34th birthday. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Thank you.
Obviously, we're not allowed to light the candles because of health and safety regulations, so no. just blow and pretend. Not the first time.
Mm.
There you go.
There we go. Got them all.
There you go, lovely. Anything else?
Yes, I have a brown envelope here.
Oh.
Carrie.
A brown envelope.
Oh.
What's in a present.
What's in a brown envelope?
It's a present.
Is it money from last week's single of the week?
Can I open it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tear it open.
All right. I love the sticky tape, by the way.
BBC masking tape wrapping.
It's lovely.
They do some mask down the carpets when they're painting.
Thanks. Oh.
Very durable.
What's this? Oh, my God. Yay! Look at that! It's a beautiful blue Chelsea top. It's like a little old-fashioned one with the old badge and everything. That's very cool. Mm. I'm going to wear it all day.
You look great on the King's Road in that.
Oh, yeah.
There
lovely.
You go.
Loving that.
Brilliant.
Nice. Look at it. It's all little and cute. And yeah. Like that.
We chose it. It's extra tight as well. So if you want to put it on now, that's fine.
You're there.
It's suddenly turned into Paul the Man.
Happy birthday. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
No problem.
Our call.
Our call.
Yeah, man. Glastonbury is on. And Basement Jackson, Killers and Ian Brown and the Lars all going to be playing there. We're going to take more phone calls from the staff, from the listeners, obviously. Not just random listeners that sound like Dominic and Dave. You ready for another top tune?
Yes.
If you're going to Glastonbury, or you're not, enjoy it anyway.
Our call.
Radio 1.
Love this. Love this. Even Allard likes this.
That's brilliant.
Who's it again?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Primal Scream.
Primal Scream.
I love the fact that we educate you.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people out there like me who, you know, gets educated by this show.
No, I'm sure there are people
I'm
out
sure there.
There are. I'm doing just like you and know nothing about decent music.
Power core.
Power core. Disgrace. And you labelled up Carry On Camping as day 5 when it was day 4.
I don't know how that happened. Not
sure. Are you sure Dave wasn't in charge of the numbers on that? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
From Dorset.
Brilliant. In Dorset?
I do. I thoroughly recommend it.
Anyway, what do you do for a living, Dominic? Whatever your name is?
I'm Brian.
What, yeah?
I'm a scaffolder.
Brilliant.
I put up scaffolds.
Are you going to Glastonbury?
No.
Right, okay, what song do you want to hear?
Keen.
Whatever you want, we will play. Keen, not a problem. Which one?
Bed Shakes, please.
No.
No?
No.
Everyone's Changing, please.
No.
This is the last time.
We're playing it for you. Have a good day, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
This is the last time.
Keen there on Radio 1, all of our favourite records from artists performing at Glastonbury this weekend. And we move on, we want another selection from somebody who was on the phones. Hello, what's your name?
Hello?
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 What's your name?
My name is Maureen.
Maureen, and where are you, Maureen?
I'm in my home.
And what can we play for you today, Maureen?
I'd like to hear Jules Holland in his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, please, with I Wish I Knew How It Felt to Be Free.
Here it is for you, Maureen. Thanks very much.
Yeah, are you going to play it?
Yeah.
Jules Holland?
Well, maybe.
Don't you love kids?
I haven't got it, Dave.
Oh, have you not?
I can't play that.
Oh, have you got Birdcage Walk by Jules Holland and the Rhythm and Blues Orchestra?
No, Rachel's saying no.
Maybe I Need Her?
No.
Well, All Right?
No.
Play Well, All Right. It's brilliant.
Which one do you want, Maureen?
Well, All Right. Yay! Suckers, bye.
Okay, are you in? Baby, watch out.
real one. Come on, America. They're going to love this, I'm telling you. I love it. All right. Okay. Are you loving it, Dom?
Yeah.
It's. Dave?
I'd rather hear something else.
Is it just me?
Yeah.
Fine. Could be, yeah.
Right, I'll go to the end of it. Just pretend I know. Kick it, Jules. He's playing as a Glastonbury artiste. He'll be there this weekend, and I am going to see him. Who's coming with me?
I'm going to see Fatboy Slim.
Fine, whatever. Fine. 10 minutes left of our call. Fatboy Slim, Radio 1. Fatboy Slim, eh, Dominic?
I'm liking the Slim.
Seriously, he wants to come and see Jules Holland with me. Oh, you will absolutely love it. I bet you £20.
I might go and have a falafel with Dom.
Mm, they're great.
Rachel?
Maybe.
I'll go see your hippie stones or something.
Okay, right.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 Who are you?
My name's Charlie.
Charlie, how old are you?
I'm about 8.
Oh, where are you from, my love?
I'm from Scotland.
Yes, how very Scottish?
I'm a little bit Scottish, just moved up.
Right, okay, what Glasgow band can I play for you today?
Can I have the Kaiser Chiefs, please?
The Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs, yes.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Are you a big fan of theirs?
Yeah, yeah.
Which song would you like about the Kaiser Chiefs? Bear in mind, we're playing Oh My God right now.
Oh my God!
Great stuff! Right, so, one more time, who's playing where at Glastonbury? Who is the highlight of Glastonbury?
Folkface.
Which is you and Dominic's band.
Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. in the Jazz Lounge in the Marketplace.
But it's a secret gig.
Right.
Shh, keep it stum.
Tell all your friends.
Yeah.
1 p.m. in the Marketplace, Sunday.
Sunday, Folkface.
1 o'clock, Marketplace, Sunday, Folkface.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's AC Dixie and Roses, they're also playing. Go and see them. If you're not going and you're kind of sick of everybody going on about it, my first time, so that's why I'm excited, and Dave's first time. Listen, all weekend to Radio 1. We're all there, and Joe Wiley is next, live from the site. Have a great weekend.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Listen, I've been to Glastonbury many, many times.
Right.
It's never been quite like this. I just want to say to all the people who are outside watching the show at the moment, because we're out in the kind of main marketplace at the moment.
Okay.
Good morning and welcome to Glastonbury 2005. I have never, ever, ever seen thunder, lightning and rain like this in my life.
Yeah. Serious?
No, listen, very...
Oh! And that's why I think they were talking to us in case the line went off.
That's how bad the weather is.
Which it just has to, because doing an outside broadcast in bad weather tends to involve what they call dropout, and that was a dropout.
Yeah.
Of all the years we're going, it's so bad that Joe Wiley can't even broadcast live from the event.
So you may as well just come in and go, Chris, yeah, bye, you're up till one. Alright.
You need some wellies. You seriously need to go and get some wellies.
Well, I actually... Now, here's the thing. I am stood in a short-sleeve shirt with a pair of shorts on and sandals.
Mm.
Something tells me, before we go to Glastonbury today, I had to go home and get changed.
And me. And the other thing as well is I think we might have to put our minibus back a little bit.
Yes.
I don't think we're leaving at half ten, do you?
No, I don't think so either. Well, I'm talking until someone goes now. We can't get it back yet, so we'll play a record. So that's what we'll...
Essentially, we're filling here, you probably gathered, because Joe...
I know, I put it in, Rage!
Joe.
I'm filling in case Joe's voice appears and goes, I'm here, shut up!
But she hasn't as yet.
No, I know. Do you know what it is?
Mm.
It's Colin and Edith pedalling on the bikes to get the power going. Don't worry, we'll fix it. Everybody who doesn't want to go to Glastonbury or doesn't have a ticket is now absolutely killing themselves with laughter. Thank you very much. It's Radio 1, it's Basement Jax. Hi, this is Joe Wiley on Radio 1. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
So, this is great, the modern technology at its best. You're live in Glastonbury with no power on your mobile.
And I know, but there's no power. We're trying to find different places to do the show from, and there is no power anywhere.
Man.
You might get some good thunder coming up in just a second, because the lightning's been going off. Hey, do you want to say hello to Ricky from Crying Juice?
Okay.
Because he's here and he's got nothing else to do. Hey, I'll pass you over.
Okay, great.
Hello, Chris.
You're live on the air, man. How are you?
Am I really?
Yeah.
Swearing.
No swearing at all.
It's wet here.
So listen, this is going to be the most bizarre acoustic set you've ever done. It's, by the look of it, it's going to be on Joe's mobile.
We'll do a ring
set.
We'll do the crazy frog.
There's never an excuse to do the crazy frog.
Oh, I love the crazy frog.
So this is your first time, is this your first time to play Glastonbury?
Yeah, first time I've ever been as well.
Apparently it's normally a bit more, there's normally a bit more power.
Yeah, are you coming down?
Yeah, we're going to come down later, we'll be there kind of this afternoon.
Bring a boat.
I will do.
Okay.
I'll see you later on.
I'll see you later, we'll put Joe back on.
Yeah, please, man.
Alright then, dude. Hey.
Hello. So listen, describe to me what you can see and what's going on.
Sorry, try and tell you what's going on.
Yeah, and what you can see and all that.
I can see the sea in front of me. It goes on the street, that's what it looks like. The water is about, 3-4 inches deep. It's one of those mornings when you're just hearing rumours all over the place. So, like, the dance arena is closed off the public because there's too much water there. The other stage is closed. I think it's been evacuated. Pyramid stage was nearly hit by lightning. It's just, you know, if you thought Sunderland and one big weekend was apocalyptic, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's just people, there's some people who are absolutely past caring, so they're just walking along literally in bikinis and bare feet or flip-flops. And then there are others who've bought the emergency, the wellies and the Pacamax and all that kind of stuff. But it's the Glastonbury brown mud effect.
Maybe we should
wetter than I've ever seen it.
Joe, bearing in mind we're in London now, would you advise that maybe we go to see you two in Dublin instead?
Do you know what? If you possibly can, get on the go.
Because,
look at this way. If we fly to Dublin now, right, and we get you a flight as well, Joe, by the time we fly back tomorrow lunchtime, hopefully it'll be all dry.
Yeah.
No, do you know, I think it is going to get a lot better, and there is that spirit of everyone just sort of going, oh my God, only at Glastonbury would this ever happen. I'm sure it's going to improve, and it's kind of, you know, everyone's just laughing about it, really. It's beyond belief. Oh, here comes the lightning and thunder again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, you know, if people are on the way down, seriously, get yourself some wellies, get yourself some waterproof, because the rain is only going to turn to mud. If the sun comes out, the mud is just going to get very thick and gloopy. If people have been here before, it's that situation where you cannot pull your feet out of the mud on the floor, so you definitely need wellies and boots.
Is it still raining now?
Pouring.
Oh, man.
This is everything we've always worried about.
Oh, is that the thunder?
It's pouring very much indeed.
Well, listen, we're going to hold the fort at this end.
Thank you. If we can find some power, we will attempt to do a broadcast because Kaiser Chiefs are here. They've been here since before we started the show and they've been practicing last night. They were practicing their acoustics, so they're ready to go. Baby Shambles are on the way. So
how ironic, right, that Baby Shambles are all set and ready to go and we're the ones with a problem. how does that work?
It's a sweet irony. I'll see you later on then.
All right, talk to you in a bit.
I'll take you to the circle stones and all that kind of
malarkey. Yeah, I'd love to see the stones. I didn't know they were playing.
Mm.
Bye. Right, Joe Wiley is in Glastonbury in the rain, the thunder, the lightning and the mud. It's going to be a good weekend. Sabian and Clubfoot. This is Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Chris Moyles.
I know. So here's the story, if you just switch to Radio 1, it's at 10:13 in the morning. Joe Wiley's meant to be doing her show live from Glastonbury today. At 10 o'clock exactly, she played a little jingle, and then she goes, Chris, I just want to tell you that, honestly, I've never seen weather so... We've lost Joe, then.
Off the air.
band as well. Check this, Baby Shambles and Kaiser Chiefs meant to be playing live on a show today.
So they're all there, all set up and all ready to go.
Yeah.
We're back in London, yeah. Right, in the dry, yeah. Just basically holding the fort until we can get back to Joe Wiley in the show and listen to live bands, etc.
The reason we've lost the line is because we've lost the line between us and them, and we've lost all power at that end as well. There is torrential thunder, lightning and rain currently right above Glastonbury. The whole site is becoming one mud-filled baby shambles.
Joe's supposed to be on now until 1 o'clock, then Colin and Edith at 1 o'clock live from the site, and then Scott Mills from here. Now, this is what I'm thinking, right? You probably thought the same thing.
Yes.
It could be us until about 3-ish, and then Scott coming in early, couldn't it? And the worst case scenario.
It could be us till about midday and Scott coming in early, maybe. Well. I haven't checked my contract yet. Here's another scary thought. DJs at Radio 1 who are going to Glastonbury this weekend and are meant to be live from Glastonbury this weekend include the following. Joe Wiley, Colin Murray, Edith Bowman, Pete Tong, Vernon Kay, Scott Mills, myself, Sarah Cox, Comedy Dave, Annie Mack, Hugh Stevens, Annie Nightingale, Steve Lamack. If they don't get that fixed, who the hell is left to take over in the studio? Oh, is that Kevin Greening?
Mm.
Hi, Kevin. Listen. Tony Blackburn? I suppose you're busy, are you?
If you're listening, Scott Mills, get in the bath. You might be starting work early.
So there you go. Wake up with Miles. Go home with Miles. Have Miles on during the day. So we're basically going to sit here until we can get the two paper cups with the wires attached to it working again and get Joe back on. Currently, she's trying to go to the other side of the site where hopefully they have some power. How they're going to move an entire mobile radio studio from one side of Glastonbury to the other, I've no idea. Which she's already said that walking in the mud is a problem.
Plus, throw into the equation, the Kaiser Chiefs and Baby Shambles are all set up for acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
That's not going to be easy.
No. It's going to be a very interesting show. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never been before, and neither has Dave. The year is 2005. Our first Glastonbury experience looks like to be unforgettable.
This is Glastonbury.
Radio 1.
Glastonbury 2005. Your magical mystery tour. Through the green fields of Glastonbury.
Radio 1.
Are you having a laugh, love?
The brown fields of Glastonbury.
Green going on. Hey, so the riverbank behind the studio where the outside broadcast unit is about to burst its banks. Good luck, Joe Wiley and the rest of the team. We got you covered. That's the great sounds of the doves and pounding, and the weather really is pounding here. All right.
Hey, I'm here. I'm in a little studio now, a fantasy studio.
Hey, power to the people.
Back in business. The Magical Mystery Tour has well and truly got underway. I'm now in the backstage area, and in front of me I can see the river. Right, there's a river. It has risen apparently a foot in the last 15 minutes, and that's why we went off air. And they're saying they can't guarantee power.
You're sounding all right so far.
Oh, Chris, we're going to have to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you play Charlotte Church for me? Sorry about this, mate.
Okay, no worries.
I'm off to get bacon roll with the Kaisers.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Joe Wiley has officially lost the plot. Mm. It's all going on. Glastonbury is one big, muddy, rainy, thunder and lightning swamp. Enjoy it, everybody.
I think I'm gonna need some therapy.
Jo needs professional help, doesn't she?
Jo,
of an engineering nature.
Jo needs a helicopter to fly her out of Glastonbury to Dublin, and we should go off. We all go see you two tonight. Go back tomorrow when they sort the power out.
Nice.
Sounds like a brilliant idea.
Man, God, I'll tell you. I've got to go home and pack. I'm not even ready to go to Glastonbury. Mind you, it's just as well, because now I can pack completely different clothes. I don't think I'll need my shorts anymore.
I think I might need some wellies after all.
But then they said that the weather is going to clear.
It is. It's just the mud, I suppose, that's going to be a problem now, isn't it? Once the rain dies down a little bit.
I feel that I might become one of those people that we were mocking this week that wear shorts and wellies. Because if the sun comes out on Sunday, you don't want to be wearing big muddy jeans. You want a pair of shorts and wellies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know what? New fashion chic for Glasser this year? Shorts and wellies. It's the way forward.
And if it gets quite hot, you can wear those lovely jelly shoes. Do you remember that you used to wear to
Let's not push it. you know, let's not get really carried away. No. You know?
Anyway. Jelly wellies.
So that's what the weather is like in Glastonbury. Is it raining outside? Do we know what it's like outside the studios in London?
I'm going to have a look.
Do we know if this weather is going to hit London? Is that going to affect Wimbledon for the rest of the day?
Don't know.
And by the way, where the hell has it all come from? Yesterday I walked home and burnt myself. Now, Glastonbury is a swamp. With riverbanks bursting.
It was 33 degrees yesterday.
What the
Damn
hell?
You, Rob McElwee.
Wimbledon 2005.
Maybe.
The BBC.
Maybe.
Champions are being made.
Oh, good sir! And that's it!
We definitely have a Wimbledon champion of the future.
And champions are being broken.
Justine Henin-Hardenne has looked herself. Double faults! And Justine Henin-Hardenne is out.
Wow, what a shocker.
My baby shot me down.
55 cameras, up to 5 games on interactive. Full coverage on Radio 5 Live. See the making and breaking of champions. Wimbledon. On BBC TV, bbc.co.uk and BBC Radio 5 Live.
Right, more of Joe Wiley's music continues in just a few seconds. I know Joe likes that Audio Bullies song, the Bang Bang.
I like it.
Let's play that then, because Joe would play it.
Mm.
And let's play the two-pack record Ghetto Gospel as well. After we get some news from Dominic Byrne, it's just gone 10:30.
The storms knock out power at Glastonbury.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Torrential rain, thunder and lightning has blown the power at Glastonbury, hence no Joe Wiley at the moment. Newsbeat's Kev Geegan is there with the very latest.
Well, I'm under the relative safety of an umbrella at the moment, but I'm still standing about ankle-deep in water. We've had crashing thunder and flashes of lightning all morning. Now, apart from leaky tents, the weather is bringing other problems as well. Electricians are trying to get power back onto the main pyramid stage, and I've been told that no bands are going to go on there until the lightning actually stops.
We are being told it should dry up throughout the weekend, though. It's a great lineup too. Coldplay, Keen, The White Stripes, Basement Jacks, Kaiser Chiefs, Fatboy Slim. Radio 1 is going to be there throughout.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Away from Glastonbury and other news, new research shows 1 in 25 dads gets postnatal depression and it can affect their kids' behaviour, particularly boys. Jonathan Evans is from Bristol University.
If the father was depressed just shortly following the birth of the child, those children were twice as likely to go on to have emotional and behavioural problems between the ages of 3 and 4.
Freya Alarm has arrived for day 4 of her employment tribunal. She wants compensation from the FA after leaving her job following her affairs with the England coach and the then chief exec. Today we should hear from the current executive director, David Davis, who she is also accused of sexually harassing her. He denied it. Nearly half of young drivers carry weapons in their cars. That's according to the RAC and Max Power. A third carry a baseball bat. Many said it was to fight off criminals. We want to hear from you on this. If you carry something to protect yourself, text us 81199. Start your message with the word news. Up to 300 passengers trapped on an intercity train were forced to break the windows after it broke down during the hot weather. They were stuck in their carriages for 2 hours when the train ground to a halt outside Peterborough. And Andy Murray is Britain's last hope at Wimbledon. He gets a day off today after bulldozing 14th seed Radek Stepanek in straight sets.
One.
Radio 1 Newsweek. We'll have more at 11:30.
This is Radio 1.
Joe Wiley, Glastonbury 2005.
Your magical mystery tour through the green fields of Glastonbury.
Radio 1. The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. Totally wicked entertainment from the BBC.
We're still here.
Isn't it great to have us back?
I was 5 and he was 6.
Tupac. Tupac or Tupac? I think it's Tupac.
They say Pac, don't they? Like pasta. Yeah. The Americans do, though, don't they? Pasta. Tupac.
A little ghetto pasta.
Tupac.
Pasta.
Pac.
Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. This is my friend Dave.
Hi, good morning.
And
we're
Alan's here as well.
Good morning.
And Dominic, the newsreader man.
Hello.
And we're all here because the situation at Glastonbury is now so bad that they've been told, well, you just heard in the news, they've been told, switch all the power off around the BBC area.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't broadcast, it's too dangerous. Oh, no bands are going to go on stage, by the way, because lightning has struck the pyramid stage, I believe, already.
Or nearly did, didn't it? Yeah.
So they've gone, so it's a big safety thing.
Mm.
And all the mad hippies are walking around Glastonbury in the mud and rain in bikinis. It's Glastonbury, everybody. It's that time of year again.
It's not the best introduction to your first Glastonbury, is it?
No, not really. It's everything that we feared, if we're awfully honest.
We were doing a feature every day this week. Carrie, who's our sport princess, was teaching you all about camping. And we did Carrie on camping every day. Now, for whatever reason, we didn't play today's version, which would have been the last one. So now we're still on the air. We've got a chance to play it. I believe it mentions the weather, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. Ironically, it's all about being prepared for the weather.
So this was recorded last week. We had no idea what the weather was going to be like today. Anyway, if you are camping, here's Carrie with some tips.
Hi, it's Carrie here again, and welcome to the final day of Carrie on Camping, as I conclude my week-long guide to surviving under canvas at this year's Glastonbury Festival. Having tackled the tough issues of camping, tent direction, food, drink and bog craft, my final tips concern the great British weather and being prepared for every eventuality. Nothing should be taken for granted when packing for Glastonbury, and that means having the clothes to deal with everything from a heatwave to a monsoon and all stages in between. Sun cream and hats should be packed to protect you from burning, and wellies and cagoules should be taken to protect you from drowning in a sea of cider and slurry as the rains turn the site into a mud-filled cesspit. Having all your clothes soaked without a clean and dry alternative to change into will ruin your weekend, so it's absolutely crucial that you take as much and as wide an array of clothing as you can carry in order to prepare for every situation. Hopefully it'll be sun cream you're slapping on rather than wellies, but you can never be sure, so pack sensibly and come prepared. Don't let the weather put a dampener on your weekend though, so remember these top tips.
Check the weather report before you leave home and pack everything from sun hats to pack-a-macs just to be sure. Take plastic bags with you that can be tied around your shoes as a cheap alternative to wellies. And finally, don't forget those wellies.
And that concludes the fifth and final day of Carry On Camping on Radio 1, your one-stop guide to surviving the Glastonbury experience at this year's festival. I won't actually be there this year, as I've got Centre Court tickets for Wimbledon. But have a nice weekend if you're going, and remember, happy camping.
So when was that written and recorded? Last
week?
That
was written last week.
Brilliant.
And recorded last week.
Great.
Now, who would have thought how apt the advice that was given there by Carrie would be.
That's how good she is.
Don't forget your wellies, and once again, don't forget your wellies.
Have fun, lovely people.
Yeah.
Enjoy Wimbledon.
I will.
Hey, by the way, if it's in Glastonbury, that means it's coming your way.
No, it won't be. I'll just sort it out, you know.
Yeah.
I'll have a word with the weatherman.
Well, you know what it's like when you go to Centre Court at Wimbledon, don't forget your wellies.
Radio 1's Chart Show, JK and Joel. Our favourite guest on the chart show so far.
Mariah Carey in the bath was good.
Did you say you're taking a bath right now?
Yes, because I don't get any personal time, so I have to seize the moment.
Dave Grohl's weather report was interesting.
Right now, it's a beautiful day. The flowers are in bloom. I have tomatoes in my garden. The corn is starting to come up.
And this week, we're down the local sports centre with this guy.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Mario. I'm out here playing basketball with JK and Joe.
Plus, we've got a massive YouTube prize to give away. And it's up to the Stereophonics in 2-pack to try and stop the crazy frog making it 5 weeks at number one.
Radio 1's Chart Show, JK and Joel.
This Sunday.
From 4.
Come out with your hands on your head.
Quarter to 11 on BBC Radio 1. Hi, I'm Joe Wiley. I've got a cold.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, very good.
Right, Joe Wiley is currently having a well-earned coffee, I believe, and putting her feet up. So we're going to check in with Joe down at the mud-filled Glastonbury in a minute. Meanwhile, life goes on with everything else. Tonight is another eviction night on Big Brother.
But actually, tonight's also something else on Big Brother.
What?
You may have heard already this morning that three new Big Brother housemates are going to enter the house.
I know.
Three new housemates.
Three.
Yes.
New.
Oh, yes.
New housemates.
New house.
Enter.
How many?
Three.
Yes. I feel like JK.
Enter. Do you know what I say to that?
Amen and hallelujah. Praise the Lord that Roberto is finally up for nomination.
Now, actually, praise the Lord. Hopefully, they'll be normal. Because we could do with some normal people in the house, couldn't we? Because the freaks in there at the moment are doing my head in, so... A couple of, or three new nice normal people would be nice.
Oh, no, come on. What on earth is going on?
Speaking of Derek...
So, hang on, so they will go in tonight?
Tonight.
And that's true, it's not a rumour, this is true.
This is true, 10 o'clock.
You're as good as Briggy.
I am Briggy, but with smaller boobs. basically. So
three, Saskia.
So 10 o'clock tonight is an extended programme on Channel 4 and S4C.
Right.
And you will see, hopefully, Roberto come out of the house, because he'll be kicked out. Because I like Derek. Well, no, actually, that's a strong statement. I don't like Derek.
Lovely.
I prefer Derek to Roberto. So,
nice
Roberto...
Stop talking over me. Your timing is rubbish today.
I didn't expect you to keep doing that. Okay, let's try it again.
Nice cheese.
Thank you very much.
Lovely.
I like you too.
All right, so who's out tonight?
So hopefully Roberto.
It's Roberto, isn't it? I reckon.
Now, you like Roberto, don't you?
I don't mind. I don't mind most of them in there, but I think just Roberto's just got a bit of a nasty... He snaps and he kind of bullies... He bullies science a little bit. However, science has got right on my threepennies recently, so I kind of think... I don't know. He picks on science, I think.
To be fair, though, he did handle the situation the other night very well, as everyone was starting to fight in the house, and you could just feel it kicking off with Maxwell and science. He was just there in the front, chopping up some food, going, all right, calm it.
Calm down.
Very good.
I can't do his voice.
Rob that, but anyway.
Engage.
There you go. So, questions for Roberto. It's a tricky one.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to the eviction tonight.
I'll be there tonight.
Roberto, where's he from? Is he Italian?
Italian, living in Liverpool at the moment.
Right. They do, don't.
Used to be a teacher.
Didn't he teach at Wayne Rooney School or something, wasn't
that? Yes, he did. De La Salle.
De La Soul?
De La...
You taught De La Soul?
No, De La Salle.
Three! That's the magic number!
That's why he was a teacher. Or is a teacher?
Yeah.
He is still, is
I
he
think
not?
Something tells me that he now wants to travel, so I'm gonna stick my neck out and say that I think he's now stopped. Because that's why he wants to change in life.
Very swish.
He reached the final of the Most Handsome Man in Italy competition.
Oh, ah!
And he believes he's an excellent packet with few faults.
Why?
There you go. I don't know. That's just
Roberto. Right, questions then for Roberto.
If there's anyone on text, by the way, 81199.
Thanks.
If you can think of anything. It's quite dull, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
There's not a great deal that anyone wants to find out about him. Is there?
I think your opener should be, hi Roberto, BB Allard from the Christmas Show Radio 1. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? I mean, this should be it. Did he only cook pasta while he was in there as well, or is that my imagination?
Couldn't be sure.
He just always seemed to be cooking pasta.
Maybe that's all they have. Although this week they've got some luxury items.
Ask me if he fancies Derek.
Why?
Because it'll be funny, that's why.
Lovely.
Okay. He has kissed a few guys in there.
Okay. Why don't you ask him for a kiss?
I'll see if he goes for it.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
There you go.
Bye-bye, Roberto. Adios.
And if it's Derek...
Or whatever. Go home.
Shall I take him some, Barbara Streisand music?
Yeah, it won't be Derek. It'll be Roberto, I reckon.
The bookies believe Roberto.
Yeah, I think so. And Derek's got to stay anyway because he's so funny.
Oh, very posh.
I mean, here are some of Derek's classic lines.
We had five vegetables yesterday.
Brilliant. And?
Nice cheese.
How do you let him go?
Do you believe that he's saying in the diary room that he wants to come out? Or is, you know... Is he just saying that because he feels he's coming out now?
I'm very much out.
I think he wants to leave before he gets booted out.
Yeah, I
think
so.
That's what he's thinking. He ain't dumb.
I think so. I'll give Derek a kiss as well, then. There you go. That's from Chris Moyles. Enjoy.
No, whoa. Say it's from Scott Mills.
I'll say from Dave, actually.
Yeah, that'll do.
There you go. Comedy Dave. Very good. Okay, that means we'll have the results Monday morning on, let's just say this show, but it's not, on Chris's show, 7 o'clock.
Science, don't move my box. You can move wherever you want to, but don't move my box.
Okay,
you're
okay.
Interfering
even
with
annoying
my,
when you're in a box.
You're interfering with my civil liberty.
Hey, I hope Davina's going to wear a bikini again tonight. I enjoyed that.
I've had one of those email attachments that shows what Saskia looks out without a bikini.
What?
Shall I forward it to you?
What?
Is it good?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. Massive. Even the girls in the office were like, oh, okay.
Too big?
Big.
Really?
Yeah.
You can be too big, though, can't you?
I'll forward it to you later.
Really, though, can you?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think you can be too big. It's all to do with gravity.
All right. Well, good luck tonight in the Big Brother house.
Thank you. Good luck in Glastonbury.
Yeah. No, do you know what? Yeah, but you should bring your wallets as well.
Okay, I will.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be there tonight. It's the lovely Alex. 10:51, we'll check in with Joe Wiley next. Go. Hey, Joe Wiley.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, baby. So I just asked you off the air, how are you?
I'm wet.
Yeah, baby.
But I'm not alone. Everybody's wet here.
Oh, wow. It's a loving kind of place.
You know, I would never, ever have imagined it could be as bad as it is down here.
How many times have you been to Glastonbury?
Oh, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, blah, blah, blah.
And you've never, ever seen it this bad?
No, I really haven't. I mean, I've seen mud before. Look, just looking out in front of me now, you can't see the ground, you can't see any grass, you can't see any ground whatsoever. It's just like a river. I mean, there's a proper current and everything flowing. And I'm in the backstage area, and this, apparently, is one of the best areas. Like, when you get further afield, it's just everywhere's washed. So I'll tell you what I've heard so far. I'm going to get Michael Eavis in here to talk on air.
Okay.
He's on his way. But what I'm hearing at the moment, he'll give us the official line. What I'm hearing is that it's pretty much shut down at the moment. There's no one coming on site, no one getting off. All the stages are shut because of the risk of lightning, because there's lightning going on all the time. Most of the routes are closed. It's just really a lockdown situation at the moment.
Now, we've been checking the weather, as I'm sure you have, every day. We even had Rob McCowie come on. And it looked like Friday would be kind of all right, there may be a bit of a shower. Saturday should be all right, maybe a bit cloudy or whatever, and maybe a shower on Sunday, something like that. But nobody seems to have predicted that it's utter chaos.
Isn't that just typical? Isn't that what always happens?
So,
I know. No, you're absolutely right.
You were meant to have Baby Shambles and Kaiser Chiefs playing live, so listen, I'm quite happy because it looks like I ain't going anywhere yet, so
no.
if they're going to play, you can just hold the phone near the guitar.
That'd be nice.
That is exactly what I'm going to do.
Brilliant.
Kaiser Chiefs have been here since 8:30, they're desperate to do this. Baby Shambles currently are on site. Michael Eavis, like I said, is on his way over here, so we're just going to do it down the phone. That's fine, that's what we've got to do, that's fine.
Joe, why not? Joe, so you went down yesterday afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah.
And when you got down there, the weather was fine, was it?
Last night was beautiful, honestly. It was great sense of anticipation. It was fine. It was absolutely fine. It got to 5 this morning. That's when I think everyone woke up to thunder lightning.
And just couldn't believe the chaos outside?
No, couldn't. And it's just got steadily worse and worse. Because only about 10 minutes before we were on there, we were going, oh, look, the sky's clearing. It's going to be all right. So it's going to lighten up. But it's just getting steadily worse. The people on their way down here now, just keep listening. I'm going to get Michael Eavis here, and he'll give us the official line. As I'm looking out, I can see the water rising.
Joe, can you swim?
Thankfully, I can swim.
All right,
like in Winnie the Pooh when they have the terribly rainy day. It's like that.
Right, okay. I've never heard Glastonbury be compared to Winnie the Pooh.
There are people sitting in umbrellas floating along like piglets.
Okay, you're really
bye bye.
Oh, by the way, do you want to know what the weather's like outside the studio in London?
Please tell me.
Beautiful.
I'm really happy for you. Yeah. It's going to get beautiful here. It just might take a long time.
All right, we'll check in with you in a bit.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
God lover. Mud loving crazy Joe Wiley lady. Absolutely superb. Razor Light, Stumble and Fall. I'm Chris Moyles. Joe Wiley's in the mud in Glastonbury. There's no power. There's thunder and lightning. It is all end of the world stuff down there. So we're carrying on until Scott Mills will no doubt be dragged in out of bed early. And we'll try and work out what the hell is going on at Glastonbury. Let's find out by getting some news from Dominic Byrne. It's 11 o'clock.
Storms hit Glastonbury hard.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Thunderstorms and heavy rain are causing major problems now at Glastonbury. Joe Wiley's show isn't happening. That's the reason Chris is still on air. The amount of rain that's fallen means there have been power cuts. Some people are knee-deep in water now. Let's go straight to the site. Our reporter Kev Geegan is there. Kev, just explain what it's like.
Well, I have to say there's been a wet start to Glastonbury is the understatement of the decade. It started raining very early this morning. We've had thunder and lightning. It's no exaggeration to say that I've seen people's tents literally float down the roads. There's a small bridge over a small river leading from the main pyramid stage to the BBC enclosure. That bridge is now closed because the river has actually burst its banks. I've also seen security porta cabins, which are a good foot and a half off the ground, just about to be flooded. It really is a very, very wet start here.
And Kev, as well as obviously people getting wet, it's causing major problems with the power, isn't it?
It's causing major problems. The most recent news we've had is that the entire festival has been postponed. Every stage has been postponed. I've just come from the John Peel tent. Now, it seems to be certainly the driest because, of course, it's undercover. But they're having major problems. Electricians are actually working on the power on those stages at the moment. We have been told that it's simply a case of safety and security that should they put any bands on stage just now? It's just not going to be safe.
There have been loads of conflicting reports around, Kev, about the weather. What exactly is going to be happening weather-wise tomorrow and Sunday?
Well, the original reports we had were that it was going to be a fairly wet start to the weekend, but that it was going to dry up over the course of the weekend. Now, I think that that's still the official line, but looking at the weather at the moment, it's hard to believe that this rain's going to stop anytime soon.
How are spirits down there? Everyone keeping fairly optimistic?
As optimistic as they can do. I think that Welly Book Traders are doing an excellent job at the moment. They're rating it in. But some people just simply haven't prepared for this type of weather. I think particularly people who have come to the festival for the first time, who have pitched their tents on flat surfaces. Those tents are gone now. I've seen people literally carrying tents a head height. I've seen food floating down the road. The cars are feeling deep in water. It really is a mess at the moment.
Okay, Kev, thanks very much. Well, in case you've forgotten, the lineup is White Stripes headline tonight with the Killers. Tomorrow night, Legends New Order on the main stage. They're followed by Coldplay. And on Sunday, Basement Jack step in. That's after Kylie pulled out. We'll have more on what's happening at Glastonbury in half an hour's time.
Must be that time of year again.
Glastonbury. I like the fact that Kevin... It's just like, Dominic, what was the last thing you said to me? You said something like, is it, you know, how are spirits there?
And yeah, are people optimistic?
Are people optimistic? I really wanted Kevin to sit and say, are you taking the pee, mate?
He did sound fairly miserable, didn't he?
Yeah, well, see, it's hard to understand. I've currently got the Glastonbury webcam, the BBC Glastonbury webcam.
Yeah.
Which, it looks like it's kind of broken. And what I can see is, it looks like... Now, you've been before, Rach, but I would imagine that's like the cow shed or some the bit or whatever.
It looks to me a bit of backstage. It looks like it's been turned round.
Okay. what you can see is the rain all over the floor, and it doesn't look very good. It looks muddy and rainy and horrid.
There are lots of optimistic people down there, though. That we've been speaking to, saying, look, tomorrow and Sunday will be fine.
Yeah, but...
It's very wet now, but tomorrow and Sunday will be okay.
According to the weathermen, the weather shouldn't be this bad now. Because they said there's a good chance of showers, but they never said it was going to be end-of-the-world weather.
Yeah, exactly. Have you got your wellies yet?
No, I'm trying to work out if I could get a helicopter to go to Dublin so we can go see U2 tonight.
Now, count me in.
Because you're a massive U2 fan.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Get a wellicopter, Dom.
Yeah, but then you'll have to go through the thunderstorms in the helicopter.
Ah, that wouldn't be
How'd
good.
You fancy that?
Still still more than Glastonbury at the moment.
Just knock me out BA style. Be great.
Dominic?
Yes.
What time are you meant to finish today?
About 20 minutes time, 25 minutes time.
Are you going to hang out and stay with us?
Yeah, we're on till whenever, aren't we?
You know, we're saving Radio 1. For the first time ever, no one can actually argue. If it wasn't for me, this would be going out on the air.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, thanks, sir. So I'm going to play whatever I want. Got an hour of Nick Kershaw and Howard Jones classics coming up. Plus, I've always wanted to do Lesbian Lovelies. We've never had a chance to do it before.
Never been allowed, have we?
Yeah, you know,
but
bearing
in mind, most of the management is down at site.
Yeah.
We can pretty much do whatever we want.
Yeah. Anybody's got a problem with what I'm doing? Tell me now.
Yes.
I can't hear anything. Oh, you don't care, Rage. Technically, you're not the producer of this show.
Yeah, I am.
That's Rob. He's got to ring me from Glastonbury. Yeah,
Rob's,
tell me
Rob's given me the power.
What, like He-Man?
Yeah, She-Ra.
Chris?
Yes?
Dave's bongos are in the house.
Seriously, Dominic, we're not that desperate.
Oh, okay.
This is Glastonbury.
Radio 1.
They may be playing tomorrow. Fingers crossed. Saturday, Glastonbury should be back to normal. As for Friday, we just don't know yet. 11:05, Coldplay, Radio 1. Good morning, this is BBC Radio 1. Every Friday's going alright. The weather is just such a mixed bag across the whole of the UK. So, currently outside in London, outside the front door of Radio 1, the weather is what? Nice?
Nice.
Kind of like, you know, pleasant and...
Nice and hot, but it won't be for long.
Right.
I think the rain, a bit of it is coming here.
The rain's coming our way, I think, from the west.
Not much of it, though. Most of it's going north by the looks of it. Not that I'm into weather or anything, but, you know, looking at the map.
Judging by the sound of it, now that the weather people are into weather, Glastonbury is, according to Joe Wiley, the worst she's ever seen it in 15 years. Mm.
Bodes well for our first time, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, here's a big question. We haven't gone to Glastonbury yet. Do we go? There is only one answer, really. Of course we do! This is great fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the BBC webcam is currently back online. They've moved it around. So what I can see is a pyramid stage with a lot of people stood in front of it. You can see the rain, literally, on the webcam. You can see all the tents, which ironically look like umbrellas. Unless they are umbrellas and not tents. It's bad. It's really bad. The BBC area, where we're all meant to be broadcasting from, Joe Wiley's meant to be on the air live from there now. Colin Edith's meant to be on at 1 o'clock. Has lost all power. The riverbank looks like it's going to burst.
Newsbeat's Kevin Geegan is down there at the moment. Just before, he was talking about quite literally seeing people's tents floating across the site. Such is the amount of water, and even the BBC studios, which are foot off the ground, are now getting flooded.
It's bad. So if you're listening, wherever you're listening to the UK right now, if your weather is good, if it's sunny, if it ain't raining, enjoy it while you can. Because for some, it's hell. We're going to stay on till 1. And then we're going to have Newsbeat at 12:45. And then, hopefully, Scott Mills will come in at 1 o'clock.
For somebody.
Yeah. Now, at 6 o'clock, Pete Tong's meant to be on, live from Glastonbury. So, Alan is practicing his mixing now. This could be his big break. DJ Welsh Alan.
MC Kenwood.
Hello. Let's play some right rocking tunes in it. Put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. So, I've been on the air since 7. It's alright. Reminds me of the old days when you used to have to do 5 hours anyway. Baby Shambles and Kaiser Chiefs meant to be playing live into Joe's show this morning. I jokingly said to Joe, do you know what, because we can talk to her on the phone. Why don't you get them to play anyway and just hold the phone there?
We're not kidding, by the way.
Yeah. Now, have they got mics? I've heard they've got microphones, right? So we might actually still be able to get, fingers crossed. Because what they've got is literally a microphone. They can't play any CDs, they can't play any music, they can't do anything else. And you just can't do a show with one mic, it's ridiculous. So I think the idea is, I'm going to see if I can talk Joe Wiley into talking Baby Shambles into doing it anyway. Joe will have to hold one mic near his mouth, and one mic near the guitar. Do we have two mics, or one?
Two, I think.
Brilliant, that'll be alright. Slightly pad one, bit of echo, jobs are good.
The bottom line is, the situation down there is changing all the time, so we're not entirely sure what's happening, so we'll just find our feet and stay here till we go home.
Kaiser Chiefs are meant to be playing as well, live into Joe's show. They've been there since 9 o'clock, they're well up for it. I don't think they give a rat's ass if they do it on a microphone and a lead, or they do it down a mobile phone. They're just up for it. It's the first ever time to play Glastonbury. They've got nothing to lose. So anyway, many people are kind of going, hang on a sec, don't worry about it. There is good weather where we are, and it looks like it could be heading Glastonbury's way. See, by 5 o'clock this afternoon, it could be a different story. It looks like it's meant to be still raining then. I think by 7 o'clock, the rain at Glastonbury should be all over.
Then, to be fair, though, you know, on the weather map that we saw yesterday, it didn't actually predict any of this, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, Glastonbury is under thunder and lightning and heavy storms. Welcome to summer. Yes. Beyonce Knowles, Crazy in Love, it's Radio 1, it's 11:22, it's Friday morning. Hello, Mr. Mike Leavis.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's pretty wet down here, actually, a bit of flooding going on, but, I mean, we've seen it all before, you know, loads of times. 35 years of history gone into this, you know, we can cope with it, don't worry about it.
Good man, good man.
But the show's going strong right now.
Good.
And you...
That's okay,
the John Peel stage has already kicked off, and, the pyramid on the other stage, we had to take off the first three bands in the morning, but... So then by about midday, you know, 12 o'clock or 12:30, we'll be firing up on those two stages as well.
So it's the plan that hopefully by this afternoon or a non-specific time...
Well, it's not raining now. It's already stopped raining.
Okay, good.
And the skies are getting a lot brighter.
Brilliant.
Now, there's no sun shining at the minute, and we're trying to get rid of the water. The water's rushing its way down to the sea, and the sooner it gets there, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
So, the situation then, just to clarify, is the John Peel stage is up and running?
Yeah, it is, yeah, and so is the Jazz World running as well.
Okay, good.
And because all the other little ones everywhere are all going strong. And then the pyramid's been put off for a couple of hours.
Okay.
And so has the other stage.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, not too bad, is it?
That's. Do you know what? You're the first person who's brought some calm to the proceedings so far.
Fantastic. Well, that's what I'm here for.
So for anybody who still has tickets who plan to kind of go down later on this afternoon, your advice would be to make sure you got your wellies, but come on down.
Come on down. You'll have the time of your life, honestly.
Brilliant.
Don't be put off by a little bit of rain. And we've seen all this before loads of times.
Well, this is going to be... I'm coming down later on this afternoon. I'm meant to be on my way there now, but obviously I'm doing an extra shift, and this will be my first Glastonbury. I think I'm going to have a good one.
And get your wellies all the way down, won't you?
I've already got my wellies. Basically, the advice seems to be, get your wellies if you don't have wellies.
But you won't need a raincoat from now on. I don't think you will anyway.
Okay.
But you need something on your feet.
I've got wellies.
Right, okay, well done, Chris. I'll see you later on.
See you later on, Michael.
Look forward to it. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, good. So, good. Sorted it out then, clarified it. See, now that's... See, what you need Mr. Glastonbury to come and go, calm down, shut up.
Suddenly it's all looking a lot brighter.
Right, so, let's just run through that again. The John Peel stage is up and running.
Yep.
As is the jazz tent, seems to be fine.
The Jazz World stage.
Jazz World stage, that's fine. Looks like the Pyramid stage could be up and running in an hour or so, something like that. That's good. Right, so, the raid has stopped. All we're going to do now is clear the water away and try and get some heat down to drive it up. Easy, right?
How difficult can it be?
I'll put a call into God, and we'll work it out. So if you have tickets for Glastonbury, and you're getting to the point, like, let's be honest, a lot of us were thinking, I don't know if it's going to be worth going. It looks like it is worth going. Michael Evers has said, come on down. Get yourself down. It'll be fine.
I've had rain before. It's not a major problem.
If he says it's going to be fine, do you know what? It's going to be fine.
See you later.
Alligator. Right, so we'll work on the other side of things, the technical side of things as far as the radio show concerned. Baby Shambles meant to be playing live for Joe Wiley this morning. We'll try and get that for you no matter what happens. Baby Shambles and Forever on Radio 1. I quite like sounding like Joe Wiley, I've got to be honest.
A bit more feminine.
It's Baby Shambles and Forever on Radio 1. Actually, no, that's more disturbing.
A bit disturbing, especially when you can see you doing that.
Maybe Baby Shambles playing live. Maybe not. Maybe Kaiser Chiefs. Probably. They'll do anything. And we'll play a bit of Green Day coming up in just a few seconds. And maybe a bit of Nelly as well. Let's get news with Dominic Byrne and an update on what's going on with Glastonbury. It's just gone 11:30.
Severe weather hits Glastonbury. Radio 1 Newsbeat. The start of the Glastonbury Festival has been badly disrupted by torrential rain and thunderstorms, and that includes Radio 1's coverage too. Power supplies have been hit, that's why Chris is still on air instead of Joe Wiley. Thousands of fans who turned up in heatwave conditions yesterday are now being totally washed out. Joe spoke to Chris about half an hour ago.
Do you know what? I would never ever have imagined it could be as bad as it is down here. Just looking out in front of me now, you can't see the ground, you can't see any grass, you can't see any ground whatsoever, it's just... like a river. That means there's a proper current and everything flowing. And this, apparently, is one of the best areas.
A special BBC 3 set is underwater. Apparently, BBC staff near the satellite truck that's supposed to be broadcasting say the water is almost knee-high. Well, let's go live to Newsbeat's Kev Geegan, who is right in the thick of it. So, Kev, how's Glastonbury 2005, then?
Well, it's wet, Dom. Very, very wet. All joking aside, it really has been chucking it down all morning. We've had thunder and lightning. In fact, I heard that lightning actually struck the workers' beer tent around the dance area. Nobody was hurt, but there is a big hole in the canvas. As I say, it's been chucking it down. I've seen tents floating down the road. People's things are soaked. It really has... I'm looking out, in fact, on what was the BBC production area, which is now resembling something like a lake.
So the weather is affecting everything. How is it affecting the music, Kev?
Well, of course, it's been disastrous in terms of getting the bands on there. We have heard now that we have got a midday start for the Pyramid and the other stage, which are the two main stages. They are going to get going at about midday, but of course there have been power shortages and power outs during the morning caused by the bad weather.
Okay, Kev, thanks very much. And we want to hear from you if you are on your way down or if you're there already. Tell us your horror stories, 81199 on the text. Put news before your message.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
But in other news this morning, an investigation's begun into why a train company left hundreds of passengers stranded in their carriages in the baking heat. Six trains were stuck on the East Coast Main Line yesterday evenings after a power failure. Some people collapsed and dozens fainted.
Organisation was garbage, treated reasonably well considering, but no one had any idea what was happening again.
It was absolutely awful. I'm in tears now on my own, but I'm only 18, trying to get to Bath.
And around 800 tube passengers in London were trapped underground for more than an hour this morning when a Central Line train broke down in a tunnel. The IRA has admitted shooting dead a 14-year-old girl in Londonderry more than 30 years ago. It had blamed the army for killing Kathleen Feeney near a home in 1973. And Tim Henman is out, but 18-year-old Andy Murray is keeping British hopes alive at Wimbledon. The teenager managed a straight-sex victory over 14th seed Radek Stepanek. Radio 1 Newsbeat will have Glastonbury update at 12:30.
Must be that time of year again.
It's all kicking off. Dominic Byrne and I are in a lovely warm studio in London.
Do you know what, Chris?
Poor old Kevin is... What, go on.
I meant to say another update at midday. Sorry, that's half an hour's time for the very, very latest from Glastonbury.
You're crap, get out.
They're working you out today, Dominic, aren't
I know, it? Getting the money's worth.
So Kevin is in Glastonbury.
Yep.
Kev, can you still hear us?
I can still hear you.
Okay, right. And Joe Wiley is on the phone right in the middle of it all. Joe?
Hey! Hi.
Hey!
I've got some people who want to say hello to you.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so they seem quite happy.
Yeah, do you know what? I feel so much more optimistic than the last time I spoke to you. I've come out in front of the pyramid stage, and the sun has started to come out. The rain has stopped, and there are just these cheers, random cheers going up all over the place. Anytime anybody walks out onto the pyramid stage, they get this massive, massive cheer from the crowd. So everyone's desperate for the music to kick off. But everyone's in really good spirits.
Well, here's what I've heard, Joe. We just spoke to Michael Evis about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Here's what he's told us. Is the John Peel stage is up and running. And the Jazzland Circus Dixie tent, or whatever they call it, that's running. And they plan to hopefully get the pyramid stage running by about 12:31-ish, hopefully.
Okay.
So
I'll be very happy about that here. That's good news.
So you can tell them, and they'll all think you're great, because they'll think you've done it.
Okay, apparently the band's going to be on stage at about 12:30, just so you know. Is that all right? Yay, see, they like that.
That's great.
They love
like
you
that.
Now.
Yeah. So whereabouts are you? Where exactly are you?
Well, exactly. I'm standing smack bang in the middle of the audience looking at the pyramid stage right now. And there are loads and loads of people here just waiting for the band to come out on stage. Because it's not raining, everyone's pretty cheerful.
I can't believe
how cheerful they are. Just so that anyone that's listening to the radio now, if you're kind of on your way down here, it's going to be okay, I think.
Well, we can see, we've got live shots of that now, and I can see it on the webcam as well. It looks like they've got a massive crowd in front of the pyramid stage already.
Yeah, no, absolutely huge, absolutely huge. People are kind of unaware, I think, of all the kind of the problems that we've been having getting anything on air and how that's been affecting it. And people are sort of going, oh, it's really odd that there's no bands on stage. So they don't really know quite how it's been affected. So
right.
Everyone's in the dark.
Well, if it was me, I'd be sitting in the bar. I wouldn't have a clue. As long as there was power to the fridges, I'd be happy.
Yeah, but that's you, and you're very special.
Thank you very much. Well, listen, we're still going to head down later on, so I'll see you tonight.
Okay, all right then. Hopefully we'll have Christ Jesus very soon.
Yeah. Okay, see you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.
Right, Dominic.
Hi.
And Kevin.
Hello.
Kevin.
Yes.
Now, see, you don't sound anywhere near as happy as Joe Wiley. You sound really peed off.
I'm damp. I kid you not, I'm standing ankle deep in water at the moment, looking at a sort of wide expanse of water that used to be the production area.
Nice.
So are you at the BBC compound?
I am in the compound,
right.
The heavily guarded compound.
Well, Joe, you should be out the front in front of the pyramid stage. Joe's having a whale of a time.
I should be. I think that this is the worst affected part of Glastonbury because it's kind of the lowest lying, so
right.
All the water has settled here. But I saw kids chasing their tent down a stream. It used to be the road. There's tins of beans floating down the road and stuff. It's outrageous.
I'm thinking about, because we're not there yet, I'm thinking about renting a van for the weekend and buying as many pairs of wellies as I can. Making a fortune.
Come down here with a canoe. I want to see you canoeing up the main roads into Glastonbury.
Do you know what? If I can get hold of a canoe, I will definitely canoe at Glastonbury.
I'll pay to see that one.
Yeah, so would I. Right, listen, go enjoy it. Look, so the rain has stopped, Kev.
The rain stopped just now. The sky's actually broken. It's brightening up a little bit here, so I'm hoping that we've seen the worst of it, because it's going to take a wee while to dry all this stuff out.
It looks like it's all going to go ahead and it'll be fine. Kevin?
Well, it's going to be fantastic. It's always good fun at Glastonbury, so even with a bit of wet weather, I'm sure everybody's going to be having a great time out there.
Just make sure it's dry by the time we get there and there's a few beers left.
There'll be towels on the floor. They'll be mopping up the water before you arrive.
That's how we like it.
I like that. Talk to you in a bit, man.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Glastonbury 2005. Your magical mystery tour. Through the green fields of Glastonbury.
Radio 1.
Summer.
Just to get everybody really peed off at Glastonbury, it's Nelly and Hot in Here.
Must be that time of year again.
Glastonbury.
It's quarter to 12, it's Friday afternoon, it's the big Glastonbury weekend, just ahead of the big Live 8 weekend as well, so two massive musical weekends coming up. Joe Wiley has made it to a microphone that works.
Miracle of miracles.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm alright, thank you.
You sound so much happier now.
Yeah, I did hit a bit of a low point, but now I feel more cheerful because I've been outspoken to people who are here, and they're all having a really good time, and it's like, it's going to be all right. I've got Ricky here from the Kaiser Chiefs. I'm going to chat to him now. Is that all right?
Fine.
Okay.
It's your show.
Okay. Oh, so it is. So, morning, Ricky.
Morning, Joe.
You were here yesterday, tea time.
Yeah,
I think.
It was lovely last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very gorgeous here.
Wandering around, sat in the stone circle, thinking, this weather's never going to end.
And then...
Then I woke up in the middle of the night with a huge crack. That was just Simon's bum. Ha, ha, ha. And then, the thunder started and the immense, gloom that came over me. But now, when the sun came out and everyone started cheering, you could hear everyone cheering, it was really... I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
In the zone.
Yeah,
and everything.
Good.
Describe what you can see outside for us.
It's really weird, because I think this BBC must have chosen the wettest part of the entire...
By the river. Let's park by the river, we thought.
And I just saw, the TV set for, we've seen it.
Floating past.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, yeah.
That's going to be interesting tonight if you watch the TV show.
Yeah.
God knows where we're going to end up.
Singing in the rain, that's all we'll be doing.
You prepared something for us, you're not going to be able to do any music now, are you?
No, last night we were up, people were getting annoyed because we were trying to get our cover sorted out for your live lounge, and we can come and do it again sometime.
I was going to say, we're fated because you've not played on the show live, so do you promise that you will find some time to come
on the
show in the future?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've never been to Glastonbury before?
I've never been, no. It's
so it must have been quite an ambition for you.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, the most exciting thing was driving in, and I've never actually felt that kind of excitement. It's the first it was similar to driving into, New York, for the first time, and the excitement's brilliant. And I didn't realise how much... It's like a city, and you're allowed to camp anywhere. Because, usually at festivals there's different zones. I'm in the green zone. But here, I'm just in a field. It's brilliant.
Very freeform. And it's massive, isn't it? So what did you discover last night? Because you went to all different areas.
I did go to different areas. I met my friend Lee and sat in a stone circle and they kept letting off these kind of hot
flares.
Air balloon things.
Oh.
Everyone cheered when they went up. Went to Las Vegas,
What did you see at Las Vegas?
Just loads of people dressed up nicely. And I thought...
Las Vegas, we should describe what it is. It's a little area, isn't it?
Yeah. You can describe it, and I can.
Okay, right. There's lots of different stalls and the most bizarre things in the world going on. So you can hire out a ball gown. I think I mentioned this before, or a dinner suit. They've got a proper photographic studio set up, so you can go and have yourself have a photograph taken of yourself looking very grand, which is great. There's a chapel there, the Chapel of Love and Loathing, so you can go and get married or divorced. I think that's right.
Can we get married, Joe?
Yeah, then we can get divorced straight after.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do that then.
Can't we enjoy the honeymoon?
You just want to stay married. Okay, we'll enjoy the honeymoon. You're doing Live 8, aren't you, next week?
Yeah, we are. That's exciting, isn't it? I'm very proud about that. That's a good thing. Not smug, proud. But yeah, we're the only British band on in Philadelphia.
How did that come about?
I think it was a clerical error.
Was it really? I heard the rumour.
But it must have been. I don't really understand it. Maybe they thought Kaiser Chiefs was a rapper. But it's brilliant, and I'm really excited about doing it. I'm quite proud, and I'm just I'm doing something that I do every day anyway. It's just playing a gig. Mm. It's not like they're asking me to pogo up the Empire State Building or something. It's literally just something we do anyway. And if we can do what we do every day and it helps, then that's fantastic.
And quite nerve-wracking though.
Yeah, I feel sick now thinking about it.
Likewise.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Who else is on the bill that you're looking forward to?
Live 8.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to. I mean, I've met loads of people. I've met Paul McCartney, met all my heroes. Will Smith, He's the last one, and he's hosting it. So the fact that he's going to walk on stage and go, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Kaiser Chiefs," that's the dream come true. It could all end the day after that,
and you'll be happy.
Yeah, as long as I get to do my Carlton dance behind him.
You'll be doing that?
Yeah. I'm sure he gets it every day, but, you know, but I want
to
do it.
I've been going out talking to a fair few people just now, and a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you lot on stage, so I think it's going to be all right.
It'll be fine.
And you're staying around for the whole weekend?
Oh, yeah, I am. The band are leaving on Sunday afternoon, but I've managed to wangle an extra day.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing the state that you're in come Monday morning. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you very much, Joe.
It's Radio 1, that's Ricky from the Kaiser Chiefs, and this is his band.
Superb. I love the Kaiser Chiefs.
Me too.
No, I do, and that's not just because he's there, but I really do. Right, so here's the scenario so far. It's 11:53. Myself and Dave are here in the studio in
Hello.
London. Joe Wiley's meant to be doing the whole show live from Glastonbury. Because the heavens opened and it was the worst weather Glastonbury's ever seen, all the power went and the studio at Glastonbury didn't work. We've managed to get a couple of microphones and Joe's can talk to us at least. But now I believe there's some good news.
There's some very good news. We have power. The lights have just come on. It's all looking good. Real, very excited. Looks like Colin Edith will be able to broadcast. Stop it. and I've just, there are about seven BBC bods walking around with their wellies on, and I can see the power and the generator that they've just lifted up. They literally have to hoist it up so that it's out of the water, and that's why we now have power and it's safe to turn it all on so we won't get electrocuted. So, yeah, that's all boding very well. It's all balancing on a trestle table at the moment.
I tell you what, I bet Ricky's so delighted that they're meant to be playing Saturday instead of today.
Yeah, Ricky, you delighted that you're on Saturday instead of today?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just glad to be here.
And slightly hysterical, as you can hear. Who are you looking forward to seeing? Which bands?
Well,
I've just given
apparently
you
you're looking forward to it, because I've got Jo's programme here, and she's circled things, which is quite cute.
This is me at 3 a.m.
I do that with the TV guide.
Yeah, me too.
But she wants to see El Presidente, Nine Black Elves, Maxima Park, The Editors, The Thrills, and Black Bud. Who are Black Bud?
Yeah, I've missed them, I think. They probably didn't go on, I guess. They were supposed to be on at 10:30. Oh, they're really good. I wanted to see what they were like live, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and who else is on later on tonight?
Later on tonight, it's White Stripes tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'll just turn the page. There we go. Oh, White Stripes and the Killers you're going to see. Baby Shambles, are they here yet?
I don't know, we've not had any sightings. We were so hoping they were going to make it on the show today, and do you know what? It's looking unlikely that they will. It's a surprise. Chaz and Dave are on. That was when I was walking around last night and talking to a lot of people. A lot of talk about Chaz and Dave, people coming up to me and saying, is Dave dead, or is it the original Dave that's in the lineup? And it is the original Dave. This is a feed from yesterday.
Of all the Glastonbury rumours, is Dave dead?
And a lot of people saying that their preferred Chaz and Dave song is Rabbit as well. But, yeah, quite a big buzz about Chaz and Dave. Yeah. So do you want to come see Chaz and Dave with me?
I'll come see. Are they going to do Don't Look Back Into the Sun and all the other hits?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And that Wonderwall song as well.
You know, I used to try and do that Rabbit song with my brother, and we could never do it. You know the bit when they get Rabbit, it's very hard.
No, I know. Only they can do it.
And Rob wants to see Be Your Own Pet, don't you, Rob?
Yeah. He's quite a big fan of the lead singer, I think.
The 15-year-old lead singer.
Yeah, she's very charismatic. Right, okay, we're broadcasting live to the nation on Radio 1, and we're going to play Pulp now. This is a classic performance when they kind of saved the day. I think they stood in for the Stone Roses. This is Common People on Radio 1.
That's what it all sounds like. Pulp, live from a few years ago, Glastonbury with Common People. Right, so the sellotape is working and the kids are pedalling out the back to get the generator working, and Joe Wiley could be on at 12:15, the most interesting, exciting half-hour show she's ever done.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. And then if Colin Edith are all ready and raring to go, then it could be back to normal. As much as normal can be. Right, so stand by, we'll play more good stuff in a minute, including a bit of Tim Deluxe, Love Story, a bit of Gem Just Arrived as well. And maybe Joe Wiley might pull out some of her favourite Chaz and Dave classics. Let's get the news from Dominic. It's just gone 12:01.
The start of Glastonbury is disrupted by bad weather.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Torrential rain and thunderstorms have hit Glastonbury this morning, and the weather has been causing serious problems. Power supplies have been affected. That's why Chris has been on all morning instead of Joe. Although it does look like things are slowly getting back on track. Here's festival organiser Michael Evis.
I mean, it's pretty bad at the moment. I can't put a brave face on this one, can I?
I am trying, but it's going to get better through the weekend, but there's so much damage done. Is it the worst now? I've seen this loads of times. We've had rain like this before. Yeah. In 35 years we've been going this year. We know how to handle it. I mean, we can live with it.
We've heard that lightning has struck a beer tent in the dance field and left a hole in the canvas. No one was hurt, though. We do know also the rain has now stopped. Let's go live to Newsbeat's Kev Geegan again. He's on site. So we've seen thunderstorms, we've seen lightning. I've just spoken to the BBC Weather Centre, Kev. They say the weather is going to get much better. How's it looking now?
Well, it's funny you say that the last report we had that the rain had stopped. I can tell you that it's actually just started again. It is raining again. Although the skies look fairly bright, I can almost see the sun. It has actually started raining again. Now, sound engineers are running around, and when they've got worried looks on their faces, you know that everything's not quite right.
How's morale down there, Kev?
Morale is very, very good, surprisingly. Every once in a while, the lights will flash on the pyramid stage, and there's a huge cheer from the crowd outside. Now, obviously, the shops that are selling wellies and selling new tents and stuff are doing a great trade at the moment, but everybody seems to be smiling. I mean, I've spoken to a few people who have lost their tents, lost everything they owned here, and yet they've got a big smile on their face, and the attitude they have is, well, just go and buy another one.
Okay, you mentioned the pyramid stage there, Kev. Let's talk about the bands. What do we know at the moment?
Well, what we know is that things should be getting underway in probably the next half hour. Of course, it was delayed because of the bad weather, the power shortages that were going on. Over on the other stage, which of course is the other huge stage, the first band that were due on there, a band from Liverpool called Dead 60s, they had to cancel because obviously they just didn't have time to get on. They'll be gutted about that because I spoke to them last week. They were really looking forward to it. But what we know is things should be getting underway soon. The John Peel stage was the only one that got away more or less on time. But as the way things stand just now, around about half an hour, I think.
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll have more from Kev at 12:45 in Newsbeat. And as Kev was just saying there, some people are loving this weather. Anyone selling waterproof clothing, for instance, is doing pretty well. Lisa has got 3 stalls down at Glastonbury. We spoke to her about an hour ago. All of them have sold out of wellies.
They've been in the right mess, and come the end, they were fighting over the sizes we had left. I think they were going to try and squeeze their feet into anything we had.
And we want to hear from you if you're heading down to Glastonbury, or if you're there already, braving the weather. Tell us what's happening to you. Text us, 81199. So don't forget to start your message with the word news. And when things do get going in full, don't forget Radio 1 has got loads from Glastonbury all weekend. The White Stripes headline tonight, Coldplay tomorrow night, and Basement Jack's rounding off the festival on Sunday. And we'll have the very latest in Newsbeat at 12:45.
Must be that time of year again.
Because there's a woman walking down the road and she was topless. I mean, you shouldn't do that on the side of the main road.
Your magical mystery tour through the green fields of Glastonbury.
There is some good music, some of it's out of a row. If you get Dolly Parton down there, then I should be there.
Radio 1.
Glastonbury 2005.
Sitting in the chair, listening to music, you and your boop, 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 boop. Now, when's that going to stop?
This is Glastonbury.
Radio 1.
It's Gem and Just a Ride on Radio 1. It's 12 minutes past 12. Chris and Dave here.
Good morning. Or good afternoon, rather, sorry.
In London. And Joe Wiley, by the way, in Glastonbury.
Do you know what? I'm going to relieve you of your duties. I'm going to take over now because I think we have power, we have the technology, the capability, we've certainly got the enthusiasm. So you can get yourselves down here to Glastonbury. Is that all right?
Yeah. Do we still have to go?
No, yeah, you absolutely do. When I was walking around last night, I just kept saying, I cannot imagine Chris Moyles in this place, but I can't wait to see him here.
In all seriousness, genuinely now, I'm actually really looking forward to it. I'm really excited.
Are you?
Yeah, honestly, I'll be absolutely honest. When you were all going, the heavens have opened and it's horrible and it's like hell on earth, the thought crossed my mind, maybe I won't go. But then as soon as Evis came on and just goes, oh, get yourself down here, it's fine. And then you went in the crowd and everything. I thought, you know what, let's go.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm very similar to yourself, Chaz and Dave.
Yeah, of course. You might miss them.
Really? Oh, rubbish.
Sorry about that. But there's so much more, apart from the bands, that I want to take you up to the kind of the green fields. I thought maybe get your aura red and get you some hands-on healing.
See, I've got to be honest.
You need it.
That doesn't, none of that really appeals to me.
You've got to experience it. No, that is exactly why Glastonbury is different.